speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, 14th of December, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. The shooter in the Stroudsburg Christmas market has been shot. Actually, they didn't catch him. They encountered him. Took him 36 hours to find this guy. He was still in Stroudsburg. Once they started approaching him, he turned around and started shooting them. Then he died in the shootout. No one else was injured at that point in time. According to press reports, they said they neutralized him at that point. But I think the real issue is, why do we tolerate this? Why do we tolerate these kinds of false flags? And yes, I know all of you have your own conception about what a false flag is. Let me tell you what a false flag is. You know, a false flag is allowing something to happen, knowingly allowing this to happen, inviting it, bringing it in. Whether you're the, you know, it doesn't have to be somebody that is on the government payroll. It's the people on the government payroll bringing the migrants in. People like Merkel. They were the Merkel, Macron. People like that, the UN, the EU. They are the accomplices in all of this. And the people are starting to realize this. And why do we accept that? Why do they allow somebody who has been not only, I don't know how many times a guy was arrested. They were about to arrest him. But he had been convicted 27 times, many of those violent crimes. And then they said, oh, well, he was radicalized in jail. No, it wasn't jail that was the problem. They should have kept him in jail. The problem was the culture that they have invited in. And so you have Dellingpole and Breitbart say, why can't we go to Christmas markets without worrying about being killed? They say they're lone wolves. No, they have a lot of accomplices, a lot of accomplices in the globalist movement. The UN just pushing this migrant treaty on everybody. We just had the president of Brazil say, this is not in our national interest. So they have now pulled out of this migrant compact that is being pushed by the UN. It is a UN conspiracy, but you're not allowed to push back on that. He said, I was at the Christmas market in Frankfurt only last week. Supposedly, it is the mother of all Christmas markets, a place where the tradition started. Guess what? The responses were when I tweeted out my location. Everybody said, be careful, you don't get yourself killed. Is this a state of affairs that we should be comfortable with at the beginning of the 21st century, he asks? What has turned us into emasculated, politically correct invertebrates that we are now supposed to just shrug and take it on the chin when a few more of us get bumped off now and again by some angry jihadist who has been known to the authorities? 27 times in three countries, he was arrested. Of course, he could travel back and forth over the borders freely because of the Schengen agreement. They don't really care. You know, he gets a, they keep letting him out no matter how many times he does this. Since when did this become acceptable? He says, unfortunately, though, we are not the ones calling the shots here. People calling the shots are the idiot leftists, like this writer in The Guardian who wrote an article. The French far right is hijacking the Strasbourg shooting in order to sow division. Oh, see, that's the problem, as he points out. See, we're not supposed to be concerned about the hateful jihadists who want to shoot us down in the Christmas market simply because we are celebrating a holiday. That's part of our culture, part of our religion. No, their religion is greater. And kudos to them for getting it right. It's about the only people other than InfoWars, they'll write what Allahu Akbar really means. Doesn't mean God is great. It means my God is greater than your God. And I'm going to prove it by killing all of you infidels. That's what it really means. And he puts names to the people who died there. He says, I'm sure that the people that were shot there were worrying about the far right, the French far right, people like the Thai tourists they were shot down. Or the Italian journalist who was hit by a bullet in the base of his cranium. Or the 18-year-old girl called Jean who was shot in the arm. They were worried about the French right, weren't they? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, December 14th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We have a lot to cover today. We're going to be talking about magic ponies. We're going to be talking about angels who are presidents, demons who are presidents. How do we get caught up into this where everything is focused around the presidency? There were a couple of articles that Drudge put up at the top yesterday. One of them talking about how much power has been assumed by the presidency, but another one talking about how much importance we put on the presidency. And I've said this many times. I said I think it's a big mistake for us to focus around Trump, whether you love Trump or you hate him. He is not the be-all and end-all. He's only going to be there for a few more years, one way or the other. A maximum of 6 years he'll be there. And then what happens? If we don't build a movement, if we don't start to push back at the grassroots level, if we don't start to fight this consolidation of power, it's not just the presidency that's had a consolidation of power. That's where these articles have missed it. There's been a consolidation of power in Washington, in the bureaucracy, quite frankly. It has been turned over to them by a do-nothing Congress that doesn't want the responsibility for their decisions. So what they do is they create these bureaucracies, or they create agencies like the Consumer Financial Protection Board or even the EPA, and just turn over vast swaths of the economy to these bureaucracies who then write rules that govern us, these people who are unelected. We now have taxation without representation as well as regulation without representation. And we have turned too much power over to Washington, but put too much hope in presidents. Yes, there's a great deal because so much power is in Washington and in the presidency. There's a great deal that can be done. But quite frankly, it isn't going to get any better unless the president in charge takes some of that power away, uses his power to take that power away. How often does that happen? Like I said the other day, I've only seen one incident. Under Reagan, Howard Phillips was put in charge of a bureaucracy, and he shut it down. That's the only time I've seen anybody really make an effective, long-lasting change. If you go in, no matter what kind of improvements you make to the EPA, for example, you can go in and say, well, you're going to have to show us the data if we're going to make policy out of this stuff. You can't keep hiding your data and do secret science and then just tell us to shut up. You all agree. We don't have any say-so. We're not allowed to see the raw data to verify that what you're doing is real science. Well, you can put that kind of ruling in, and you can see from the reaction there how they were tearing their clothes and right, you know, crying out loud in the streets, and they ran Scott Pruitt out of town. And guess what's going to happen with the first Democrat president that comes in? It's all going to be put back to the way that it was, and probably worse. And so we put too much faith in presidents. But of course, it's escalating every single time. You know, when we look at how much money is being spent on these campaigns, the recent Senate contest we had here in Texas, the amount of money that was spent on the Beto campaign and the Cruz campaign was not that much different than what we saw in the two presidential candidates, Al Gore and George W. Bush, in the year 2000. Everybody was complaining about how that was getting out of hand. And they're getting up to the point of where we were with, certainly if you go back just two elections before that, probably. They probably spent more on the Senate campaigns in Florida and in Texas, each of those races, than we did on the presidential campaign 20, 25 years ago. Why? As H.L. Mencken said, an election is an advanced auction of stolen goods. There's a lot to be had there. And there is a tremendous amount of leverage, a great return on investment. You can give these guys thousands of dollars and you can get millions of dollars. Or you can give them millions of dollars and you can get billions of dollars. You can't get returns on your investment like that anywhere else. And they can do that because there's so much money and power there. And no matter what kind of campaign finance reforms you put in, it's not going to help. It won't help. You're just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. And guess what? I know from experience that if you have public funding of political campaigns, guess who's going to get all the money? The establishment candidates, the establishment parties. It will completely block off any third party or outsider, even within the established parties. You won't have somebody like President Trump even coming in, because there'll be so much money in Washington that even a billionaire won't be able to penetrate the establishment parties. The problem is there's too much power in Washington. Let's take a look at the economy here. We have worldwide debt hitting a record $184 trillion. That's trillion with a T. Comes down to $86,000 per person. This is the bubble that has been created. And then we have, I love when Drudge does this. He puts up, as the feds go out and they say, well, how much taxes have we taken? Well, we got a new record in terms of tax collection. Through November, we have a record amount of taxes being brought in. And yet, we have a record budget deficit. So let's just pretend for a moment that we're in an economics class. You know, we could talk about spending and deficits. You know, maybe you don't understand what a deficit is. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's too technical a term. Okay, let's just talk about your own personal budget. Let's say you have a certain amount of income, and then you are finding yourself going into more and more credit card debt every month. Let's imagine, how can that happen? Can anybody in this imaginary economics class, can anyone tell me how you could have record income and yet still be going into record amount of debt? Anyone? Anyone?
Bueller? Bueller?
Anyone? Bueller?
Bueller? Bueller?
I mean, this is what the Democrats are essentially, I mean, that we've got a classroom full of Democrats, because their answer is we got to raise taxes, of course. No, you have record income from high taxes. Or you have record income, I should say, because maybe you lowered the taxes. Oh, can't talk about that happening. Can't talk about economic growth generating actually more tax income because you have tax cuts. Nevertheless, income is not the problem. We got record income, but we're spending money like we were some kind of drugged out rock star. That's what the Democrats are doing. So what's their response? Well, yesterday we talked about how the Democrat, Pete DeFazio, who's going to be the incoming Democrat head of the Transportation Committee, said, I got an idea how we can fix transportation. Let's tax it. We're not going to use that money to build and repair infrastructure. No, we're going to punish motorists for being in cars. That's the Democrat approach. And, of course, it's broader than that. I've got an article here from Americans for Tax Reform. They said, it's no surprise that the first acts of the new Democrat majority will be to make it easier to raise taxes on the American people. See, the problem is not taxes, folks. The problem isn't that we don't have enough income. The problem is that we're spending money at record amounts. Because even with record income and record taxes, we have a record shortfall, a record deficit. Our credit card bill is getting higher and higher. Incoming House Rules Chairman Jim McGovern has announced that House Democrats have abandoned a rules plan that would have required a three-fifths House majority to raise taxes. The House rules proposal would have limited the new Democrat majority's ability to raise taxes, something that the tax and spend left has never been comfortable with. And so, as I said, Americans for Tax Reform. The Democrat caucus in the House of Representatives voted to send a message to all American taxpayers. You are all a target. And we want to make it as easy as possible to raise taxes on you for whatever reason. Every Democrat in every committee will be looking for a way to stick it to you and to fight you for the crumbs on your table. Remember when Nancy Pelosi said those are just crumbs? And I said, they're going to fight you for every crumb on your table. And they are. Right from the very beginning. They're not even there yet. And they're trying to think of new and imaginative ways to tax you and to control you. That's a key part of what DeFazio wants to do. Because he's going to mandate a black box. Because he's going to have to be able to track you everywhere you are in order to tax you for all the driving that you're doing. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the last few months, you have seen InfoWars offer the biggest sales in our history. Now, we've sold out of some of our best-selling items, but we've still got most of our best-selling items in. That's why I am extending the 12 days of Christmas for four more days, because we're guaranteed up to about the 19th to be able to ship to anybody in the continental United States before Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. But get your orders in. Don't fight those crowds and support the InfoWar. All the sales the last 12 days, 50 to 75% off, is back. Free shipping is still there. Double Patriot points. And we have even bigger sales on four new items. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Myco ZX, the t-shirts, all of it. Just go check out the sales. There's too many to break them all down. Get your orders in by the 19th. So you're guaranteed to get it on or before Christmas. And thank you again all for your support. We're extending this sale until the 19th. But InfoWars is in your hands. And again, whatever you do, just spread the word about InfoWars.com. And we're going to beat the globalists together. Thank you.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
is talking about the bankruptcy in our education, the bankruptcy in our thinking, that even when we have record income, record tax receipts, we still have record deficits. And so the response from the Democrats is to try to get imaginative about how they can raise taxes anywhere and everywhere, on everyone, for anything. And as Gerald Celente said yesterday when he was on with me, we talk about the trade war. They like to push the trade war out there. Call it Trump's trade war. Oh, we're going to scare the stock market, so forth. What the stock market really needs to be afraid of, and I think that they are afraid of it, are interest rates. Will they change the interest rates? Regardless of where they change the interest rates, as Gerald Celente was pointing out, it's like a stimulus, a drug. Eventually, that doesn't work anymore. You've got to use more and more and more of it. We're addicted to it. And, it's kind of funny if you look at the etymology of the word addicted, right? It's like you break it down. You do this with our kids to help them with their vocabulary. We stop and think about how we put together our words, combine them from Latin and Greek origins, right? Ad means to turn, right? Or it means to, rather. And so you have like an advertisement. You want to turn somebody to your product, right? What does it mean when we say somebody is addicted to something, like the Democrats are addicted to spending like a drug? The picture of addiction really comes. So we look at it, and it's a curious word because it means to, and then you have the root word for speak, D-I-C-T, like dictation or dictator. Dictator of the laws in my mouth, so to speak. You take addiction, where you turn over, you to speak is what it says. And what it was originally taken from a Roman situation. Once you were sentenced to somebody, the addiction was when they would actually take you over and hand you over to the jailer. This is the sentence. They'd speak the sentence and hand you over to slavery, to jail, to being put into a cell. It's a perfect picture of really what happens to us with our addictions, whether it's to a substance or to an activity or to a political party. You get handed over and you are enslaved. You literally are put in a jail, aren't you? And so we become addicted to spending, and we don't really understand that. When we look at the trade war, we have an article here from AltMarket, and I agree with him. He says, we have these distractions like Huawei and so forth, but he says, it's kind of interesting, isn't it, that whenever we have these big profile things that happen, it's coming right at the time that the Federal Reserve is about to make either a large cut to its balance sheet or trying to raise interest rates. It's almost like they're using the trade issue to cover what the root problem with our economy is, which is really the Federal Reserve and the manipulation of interest rates. And of course, the out of control spending that hands us over like debt slaves to a debtor's prison that we call the Federal Reserve or the central banks throughout the world. As I was pointing out, hundreds of trillions of dollars worldwide that people are indebted to the world banks, the central banks and so forth. They have pushed us all through this program of socialism, pushed us all to become enslaved to them as debtors in their debtor prisons. And they don't want you to notice that. They don't want you to notice how they are doing this. So every time, as they pointed out, they're going to either make a cut to their balance sheet or they're going to raise interest rates. Then there's some big news item about trade. And everybody goes, squirrel, right out of the Pixar movie Up, right? Remember the talking dogs? They'd be carrying on this conversation with the humans. You could hear what they were. They had a thing to vocalize what their thoughts were. And they'd be in the middle of a conversation. All of a sudden, they'd see a squirrel and go, squirrel, and go running off. Well, that's what they do to you with the trade war. And, folks, it's not Trump's trade war. It's the globalist trade war against our economy. The globalists are on the side of the Chinese. They were the ones who opened up the Chinese economy. They were the ones who used the Chinese communists and their slaves as cheap labor. And they use it as a weapon to destroy our factories and to destroy our economy. Now, when President Trump tries to equalize that, again, we go back to our basic economics lesson. There you go. There's the, in case you don't remember that, squirrel. Going back to our basic economics lesson, if you have a situation where trade tariffs are too high, then why is it that Wall Street and all the economic press are very concerned about it when President Trump wants to raise the tariffs to the level that they are in China? I mean, why aren't they screaming at China to lower their tariffs then? Right? Why does it only work that way? Why is it only one-sided? That should tell you something, right? I mean, you've got an imbalance here in tax rates on goods going back and forth between two countries. What do you do to get those two in balance? Well, you could either raise one side that's low, that would be us. Oh, no, can't do that. Okay, we've got to have low tariffs. Okay, so why don't you scream about China lowering theirs to our level or taking them down to zero? They won't do that. But they will use it to distract people. And so as he points out, the mainstream media is holding the trade war up as the ultimate culprit behind this accelerating crash that is coming towards us, that it may be coming this next year. And they use the so-called Trump trade war as a distraction from the crisis that's been created by the banking establishment. Why would that be happening, I wonder? Would it be the people in the Trump administration who are part of the banking establishment that are kind of pushing this trade issue at exactly the same times that the central bank is going to be making its moves to push us further into these problems? You know, we've got a lot of people that are left behind from the establishment and the Trump administration. You know, the seeds of failure in the Trump administration were sown with the policy people that he put in, people like Rex Tillerson, who it was obvious this guy was a globalist from the very beginning. It was obvious that he was a climate alarmist, and it was obvious that the man was morally bankrupt with the Boy Scouts, what he had done. And now we're seeing that the Boy Scouts are actually becoming financially bankrupt. Why? Because of lawsuits, because of child abuse. Because they relaxed some of the basic restrictions that you put on these organizations, and that is having them segregated by sex. You do things like that to try to minimize. You can't ever stop it completely. But there are certain things. I mean, the reason that we have separate facilities for boys and girls in terms of restrooms, in terms of showers, in terms of dressing rooms, and in terms of overnight sleepouts for the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts is because we want to minimize this kind of predation. And because in our society, it still is the case that you have more heterosexuals than you do homosexuals, so therefore you want to try to have the leaders be the same sex to try to, again, minimize it. Yes, you can have somebody still do that, but you try to minimize it. That wasn't their design. And so as we look at this, the real issue is the interest rates. The real issue is what the bankers are doing to us, and the fact that they've run out of stimulus, as we see the Las Vegas housing market coming down, as we see San Francisco, so expensive waiters can no longer afford to live there, and on and on and on. Housing markets are starting to crash. We'll be right back.
In the last few months, you have seen InfoWars offer the biggest sales in our history. Now, we've sold out of some of our best-selling items, but we've still got most of our best-selling items in. That's why I am extending the 12 days of Christmas for 4 more days, because we're guaranteed up to about the 19th to be able to ship to anybody in the continental United States before Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. But get your orders in. Don't fight those crowds and support the InfoWar. All the sales the last 12 days, 50 to 75% off is back. Free shipping is still there. Double Patriot points. And we have even bigger sales on 4 new items. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Myco ZX, the t-shirts, all of it. Just go check out the sales. There's too many to break them all down. Get your orders in by the 19th, so you're guaranteed to get it on or before Christmas. And thank you again all for your support. We're extending this sale until the 19th, but InfoWars is in your hands. And again, whatever you do, just spread the word about InfoWars.com, and we're going to beat the globalists together. Thank you. Everybody knows it. History documents it. But there is a cult in every culture and every system throughout history that wants to hurt children. They want to abort children. They want to disease children. They want to abuse children. They want to confuse children. They want their essence. They want their soul. They want their spirit. They want their power, because they are our future. And this Christmas, remember, it is about Jesus Christ, not ultimate sacrifice. It is about the West.
And it is about a human future and standing with each other and believing in a better future. So I just want to thank you all for your support. And I want to ask you all to pray for your own family, to pray for America, to pray for President Trump, and to pray for InfoWars. And to remember that you have the power to change the world. You have the power to override the censors. You have the power to stop the globalists dead in their tracks. And I know you've been taking action. I salute you. But just remember, I know you're humble, but just remember, you hold the future of this planet and the universe in your hands. InfoWars has been proven absolutely on target about world government, the attack on the family, the eugenics operations, the whole thing. We've been proven dead on. You've been proven dead on as supporters and listeners of this broadcast. You've been the men and women in the arena, and I really do thank you and salute you all. Words are not enough. Think about, of all the different systems, of all the different political ideologies, you have been on target, promoting Americana and Renaissance, an open free society against the globalists and the dominant world force. They've created their Tower of Babel with a bunch of people that can't communicate with each other. But we have cut right to the chase. Human liberty, a pro-human future versus the globalist anti-human future. And that's why I want to thank you all and ask you now more than ever to remember that InfoWars really is your baby. I am in your hands. And we're under unprecedented attack, and we just need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there and get the best deals ever and fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything. And don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're talking about the financial bankruptcy that is staring us in the face. Let's talk a little bit about the moral bankruptcy that is staring us in the face. And before we do, I just a quick word about the intellectual bankruptcy that precedes that moral bankruptcy. The idea that we're going to somehow fix the problems in Washington by sending somebody there who's going to turn everything around, that massive black hole of corruption and greed and criminal conduct that's all going to be fixed by sending some magic pony, as Peggy Noonan called it. You know, betting on the magic pony might not be the horse that you want to put all your money on. But, you know, we look at these people that we have, and both political parties are guilty of it. I see this escalating with each election. One of the things that scared me with Barack Obama, one of many things, was the reaction of his supporters, making a little demigod out of him, cheering him on, as if he could do no wrong. They knew very little about this guy. And that was a very troubling situation. When people would put that much emphasis into one person, that much trust into one person. The founders of this country knew about human nature. Like Patrick Henry, they all were of the same opinion. He said, trust no one who approaches the jewel of liberty, the precious jewel of liberty. Trust no one with that. It's too important. Don't blindly trust people, whether it's Barack Obama or Donald Trump. Never blindly trust an individual. even if they're good. I don't know that anybody can really turn Washington around. I think there is, it's gone too far. I think one of the morally or intellectually bankrupt ideas is that we're going to somehow elect somebody. Let's take just the abortion issue, for example. You don't like abortion, so we're going to get somebody who says that they're going to stop the funding of abortion, at the very least. Or they're going to appoint people to the Supreme Court. So we elect a president, and then that president promises that he will appoint people to the Supreme Court. But then at the same time, they say, well, we're not going to have any litmus test, and, you know, we can't ask them this question and so forth. And so they're all doing this dance, will you shut it down? Will you not shut it down? Both sides are trying to get them to answer, and nobody wants to answer about it. And then we blindly appoint somebody who has got deep political connections like Kavanaugh in Washington. Many troubling things in his past. And I'm not talking about the accusations from the cheerleader. Those didn't seem to me to be credible. The credible accusations about his past was that he worked with Ken Starr to help cover up what Bill Clinton had done. The fact that he was working with the Bush administration, with the Patriot Act and with other things. The fact that he had no problem with the police state powers that the government had. But he wasn't asked about any of that. We turned this into a Me Too dog and pony show. The magic pony show. And so we're hoping that somehow through this long indirect chain, we elect somebody for president, then they appoint some people who are going to be unaccountable. They get appointed for life. They're going to be Washington and legal establishment insiders. And we hope somehow that they're going to turn against the establishment that they've always been a part of, that they were so eager to climb up. And then we're surprised when it doesn't happen. And the real intellectual bankruptcy is the idea that we would pretend that nine people politically appointed for life, these nine politicians appointed for life, have the authority to tell us that it's okay to kill kids, that they have the authority to define what marriage is, that they have the authority to do, to tell us that people can take away our God-given rights, fill in the blank on all these, whether it's a right to privacy, the right to not be searched, the right to be able to defend yourself, the right to have free speech. They're going to tell us whether or not we have those God-given rights. And we sit here like a bunch of spineless jellyfish and say, oh, that's okay. Okay. Let's play that game. Let's hope that we can get a president who will appoint the right guys who will give us, our rights back. How pathetic is that? We have a biology professors who are refusing to say when life begins. This is a story from WND. So when more than a dozen biology professors were asked when life begins, they either refused to respond or they insisted that science couldn't answer the question. Why can't science answer that question? You know, I mean, we've gotten to the point where everything is so subjective. Remember, when you have a baby, right, then the big question is it a boy? Is it a girl? Can we look at the ultrasound? Is it a boy or a girl? When the baby is born, congratulations, it's a boy, or congratulations, it's a girl. But now we're to the point where, as they said in one Colorado hospital, that's hateful to label these kids as boys and girls. You don't put those pink or blue bracelets on them. Or you have Celine Dion go through the nursery and say, I'm going to get rid of all this. She puts on her black suit and throws out her black magic fairy dust in the video that she does, promoting her line of gender fluid clothes, and turns all the babies, takes away the male and female distinction colors, very symbolically, having black goblins pop up out of the cribs. And so everything becomes subjective. We can't scientifically determine anything, right? I mean, this is what they're telling us in terms of the transgender issue. It's hateful to say that gender is determined by biology. And so this is what these biology professors are saying. We don't know. Science cannot answer. Now, these people can tell you with all certainty, oh, well, science is finished. We have man-made global warming. No such thing. They don't have any data to prove that. They don't have any models to prove that. Their models have failed And they are trying to hide the science on that. But that science is finished, but boy, they can tell all about that. And we just need to shut up and sit down because they're going to pronounce to us what's going on with that. That's not politics. That's objective science. But when it comes to genitals, they can't tell. One claimed that, quote, scientists cannot answer the question. Another said that it was a political question, not scientific. See, the problem is that politics is shutting down science. Politics is shutting down objective facts. Politics is being used to gaslight us all so that they can do whatever they want to us. College Fix cited Professor Maureen Condit, an associate professor of neurobiology and anatomy at the University of Utah, who says that the science is settled. She has written that the conclusion that human life begins at sperm-egg fusion is uncontested. It's objective. It's based on the universally accepted scientific method of distinguishing different cell types from each other and on ample scientific evidence. Acknowledging the humanity of unborn humans, even at their very earliest stages, strikes at the heart of the pro-abortion argument as the problem. This is why they take something that is very clearly determined objectively, and then they say, well, we can't say. We can't say. Why can't they say? It isn't because they don't have the visual proof or the scientific proof or objective facts. It's because they refuse to acknowledge those because of political reasons. It forces partisans to acknowledge that, yes, abortion kills human beings, something that pro-choicers are understandably quite keen to downplay or to flat-out deny. And so when we come back, I'm going to play for you a mother singing a lullaby that she says her baby gave to her, that she was, it was a couple of weeks before she was going to abort this baby. She was struggling with it. And then she said, and this is at the Ohio Religious Coalition for Reproductive Rights, a religious coalition. I want you to, when we play this for you, I want you to consider what religion you think this woman may be. And she says that the baby gave her a song to let her know that everything was okay. You can go ahead and kill me. That's fine. That's fine. She acknowledges the personhood of the baby. And it's so, so spiritual.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions,
We've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yes, it's that time of year, and we have our 12 Days of Christmas sale. And if you remember the song, each day, they would repeat the gifts from the previous day. And so now as we draw to, as it's been going on for about 12 days, we've now brought back all of the 24-hour specials, just like the song. So you can get Brain Force Plus, 55% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 55% off. Super Male or Female Vitality, both of those are 55% off. Silver Bullet, 60% off. Knockout, 60% off. All Sizes of Immune Gargle, 55% off. Bod Ease, 60% off. Alpha Power, 60% off. Real Red Pill and Red Pill Plus, 60% off. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpastes and Mouthwash, 60% off. And a t-shirt we put in for free. There you go, just like the song. And free shipping store-wide. We have double Patriot points. Again, all the specials that we featured as 24-hour specials are now back. We have up to 75% off some additional items, but all those 24-hour specials I just read to you are back, and we have some additional super specials. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com, folks. We have some great gifts for you. All the daily specials and a t-shirt we put in for free with every order. All right, I was saying as we went to break, we were talking about the fact that they pretend that they don't know when life begins. We have biology professors saying, well, it can't be biological. We can't be objective about this. It has to be subjective. You know, when we look at how long this has gone on, you look at the contradiction between our laws, the fact that we will fund abortion through Planned Parenthood, and yet at the same time, if somebody shoots a pregnant woman and the baby dies, we charge that person with murder. How can that be? How can that be? Well, it's all subjective, you see. If the mother imagines that the baby is a baby, then it's a baby. And if she doesn't regard it as human, then it's not a baby, right? So that's kind of the way that we've, this kind of subjective, I am a, this sex or that sex because I feel that way. Not anything because of biological or objective standard. It's just the way that I feel. So we can look at a beating heart, or we can look at brain activity in a baby, or we can look at babies that are old enough to survive on their own away from their mother, but we can say, kill it, because the mother says it's not a baby. And so now we get to this transgender identity issues as well. Except here's one that is kind of an exception here. We have a very creepy story that comes out of Ohio, Columbus, Ohio. This is an organization that may be coming to your hometown because they're going to be holding these shows in a lot of different ways celebrating abortion. Just as we had here in Texas, we passed, as I've said before, you know, when Kermit Gosnell murdered full-term babies and he actually killed with his negligence a patient, a woman. She was a woman of color. She was a refugee. She was a foreign migrant, and she went for an abortion. Complications arose. They couldn't get her out of there because the hallways and doorways were too narrow. So as a result of that, here in Texas and in many other states, they passed laws and said, okay, if you're going to be about women's health, you say that you're there to support their health, and you're going to be doing operations like an abortion, and this woman died, that's one of the deaths that he went to jail for, then we're going to make sure that you're not going to be able to operate for women's health unless you have hallways and doorways that are wide enough that people can get in there in case something gets wrong. And that set off a long filibuster by Wendy Davis and many others. You had the Satanists showing up, shouting, Hail Satan, and so forth. And she was saying, we are on sacred ground. And she did a filibuster to shut this down. Now, these people are kind of doing the same thing. They have what they call the Ohio Religious Coalition for Reproductive Rights. The sacred ground. This sacred right of murdering innocent children. I said, we want to show that there are people of faith who support bodily rights. Well, interesting. I mean, are they supporting your determination to decide what kind of medicine you should be able to take? What kind of medicine will not be forced on you or your children? No, not those kind of choices. No, only the choice to kill babies. That's what they support. And as this article from Big League Politics asks, what Bible are they drawing these principles from? It's not clear. I would say what religion? It's not clear. Or maybe it is clear. Maybe it is clear. So here's a video of a woman who sings what she said was a pretty little lullaby. She said this was sung to her by the spirit of her unborn child before her abortion appointment. She claims that she began having visions 2 weeks prior to the appointment and that the spirit of the child was saying it was okay to have the abortion. Now, think about this. As I said before, it's okay to abort the child if the mother says it's not a child. If the mother says it is a child and you do something that causes the death of that unborn baby, you are going to be tried for murder. But if the mother says it's not a child, she can kill it. But now this is a mother who says not only was this a living being, but it had a consciousness and a spirit and it was speaking to her. And here's what she has to say that this baby said to her.
My faith, there is only a thin veil or door that separates the living from the other side. And
very thin line that separates us from the other side. So about 2 weeks before my abortion was scheduled,
I started having visions and talking to the spirit of the child.
I remember in the clinic when I was waiting for the procedure, it was a pretty little lullaby that came to me. I just want to sing it to you.
The spirit of that child saying, it's okay.
I knew it was from the spirit of that child saying, it's okay. This is the song, she says, that her unborn child gave to her, telling her it was okay to kill it.
And I truly felt that...
I think this is about as sick as anything I've ever seen. It's about as sick as what we saw with Kermit Gosnell. And, of course, that was John Lennon. So it's a Beatles song, right? And it was John Lennon who said... that they were more popular than Jesus. I guess that's true, because what Jesus has to say doesn't really matter. It's that song that was given to her by the spirit of the baby that she was about to kill. This organization is an organization that is set up to praise the death of children. This woman, you know, you talk about that song. I don't know. I think maybe the religion that she is part of is maybe the Satanic Manson clan. Yeah, they found inspiration from the Beatles as well. Not that the Beatles are necessarily satanic, but they seem to appeal to people who like to use it for that type of behavior. You know, when we talk about the insanity and the lack of morality, as I said, you know, we have a financial bankruptcy that is looking at us in the face, but the real seriousness of the issue, folks, is the moral bankruptcy that we have, and it's being sold to us by a cultural elite, and that cultural elite is hypocritical as well. They are debauched, they are evil, and hypocritical. Take a look at what Sports Illustrated is doing now. These purveyors of softcore porn for young boys with their swimsuit edition, right? You know, targeting young boys in sports. Now, who would they have to give out their awards for Inspiration of the Year? None other than Christine Blasey Ford, who says that as a cheerleader, she was sexually assaulted by a jock, Kavanaugh. And so Sports Illustrated is going to have her hand out their Inspiration of the Year award. What are we to read into that? Maybe they should have Christine Blasey Ford handing out the swimsuit edition to young boys. Give them some ideas about how they could conduct themselves. And then we have the members of Congress are now bragging about the fact that they are no longer going to cover the expenses of their members who are sexually harassing people. They're not going to let us know about all of the money that they have spent covering this up. Pelosi, who was there when this was happening, and of course, Dennis Hastert, the pedophile, they're not going to tell us about any of that stuff. They're just going to say, well, we're not going to do that in the future. They're going to have to pay their own bill. All right, we got more of this. Stay with us.
In the last few months, you have seen InfoWars offer the biggest sales in our history. Now, we've sold out of some of our best-selling items, but we've still got most of our best-selling items in. That's why I am extending the 12 days of Christmas for 4 more days, because we're guaranteed up to about the 19th to be able to ship to anybody in the continental United States before Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. But get your orders in. Don't fight those crowds and support the InfoWar. All the sales the last 12 days, 50 to 75% off, is back. Free shipping is still there. Double Patriot points. And we have even bigger sales on 4 new items. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Myco ZX, the t-shirts, all of it. Just go check out the sales. There's too many to break them all down. Get your orders in by the 19th, so you're guaranteed to get it on or before Christmas. And thank you again all for your support. We are extending this sale until the 19th, but InfoWars is in your hands. And again, whatever you do, just spread the word about InfoWars.com, and we're going to beat the globalists together. Thank you.
I don't have to tell our listeners and viewers how important InfoWars is in the fight against the anti-human globalist. So I'm going to say it short and sweet. We need your support now more than ever. You've come through 1,000 times, so I'm not bitching at you. I'm just simply telling you, we are in the thick of the battle now. The attacks on InfoWars have become absolutely exponential, and down the road, we probably will get destroyed. But I know, and God has really put it on my heart, that we've got to maintain the fight as hard as possible and go through as much as we can to be an example to others and carry out critical operations ahead of whatever happens. But I want to be strong in this fight. I need to be provisioned, and I'm willing to stand against Hillary and Soros and the Rothschilds and all these devil worshippers. But I need your prayers. I need you to spread the articles and videos. I need you to give us financial support right now. We make it easy. Do your Christmas shopping with us, not with the globalists and not with Bezos and Amazon, and you'll help provision us. We've got a bunch of huge deals at InfoWarsStore.com, so please take action right now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. It's the David Knight Show.
Where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all dressed up in red. And he stands the whole
Welcome back. Christmas is coming, but Leo, we had this last week, Hanukkah beginning, and we had Alexandria Occasional Cortex identify as Jewish at a Hanukkah party. This is the kind of hypocrisy that we've come to expect. She said a very, very long time ago, in a galaxy far away. Generations and generations ago, she said, my family consisted of Sephardic Jews. During the Spanish Inquisition, so many people were forced to convert to on the exterior to Catholicism, but on the interior, they continued to practice their faith. And so she says, as people started to make fun of her, she said, before everybody jumps on me, yes, culture isn't DNA. And yet she was saying that her family consisted of Sephardic Jews. So she is saying it is DNA. And not just culture. And then she said, but I am Puerto Rican, and that means that I am the descendant of African Moors and slaves and Indians and Spanish colonizers and Jewish refugees and blah, blah. She basically goes down all the different groups. So she's done a one-up on Pocahontas. But the real issue, folks, again, is the hypocrisy. Here she is, as she will not say that she will not distance herself from the BDS movement that wants to boycott, diversify, and sanction Israel. So in other words, an organization that is very much anti-Israeli. She wants to have one foot in that camp. And yet at the same time, she wants to claim that she's Jewish on Hanukkah. And so I just kind of wonder if when we come around to Halloween, if she's going to be putting on blackface and doing a minstrel show, telling everybody that she's black as well, because this is a kind of absurdity that we see back and forth from these people. You know, they want to be in one camp, and yet they will appeal to people that are exactly on the opposite side. I think Ann Coulter got this exactly right, and now she's being called racist for pointing out the hypocrisy of the Democrats. I'm going to play for you Ann Coulter, what she had to say. She said, the only thing that connects the Democrats together is their hatred of white men. And so she lays out the conflicting groups that are really kind of mutually exclusive in their interest. The groups that really kind of hate each other, so they're trying to put together this demographic coalition of identity politics in the Democrat Party. They have a problem. Ann Coulter points it out. Let's play the clip.
I think we're going to be seeing a lot of these disputes in the Democratic Party base because they all hate one another. I mean, you have the Muslims and the Jews and the various exotic sexual groups and the black church ladies with the college queers. The only thing that keeps this the Democratic base together is for them to keep focusing on, no, white men are the ones keeping you down. You must hate white men. It's the one thing they all have in common.
She got that exactly right. The one thing they all have in common is you must hate white men, like Sarah Jeong. Remember the New York Times, now the New York Times writer? All the hateful things that she had to say, so hateful that when Candace Owen retweeted it and changed, I hate the smelly old white people and blah, 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 changed that to some other group. I forget which group she made it. They kicked her off of Twitter. And she had to point out, you allowed this to happen. The New York Times, after they found out about it, allowed that to happen. But she said there's only one thing that connects them together. That's her hatred of white men. And she talked about the different conflicting groups, Muslims versus Jews, just like this, right? You have people like Alexandria Occasional Cortex, and she wants to be Jewish for Hanukkah, but then she also wants to be BDS, just like Hillary Clinton. She has Sharia law people speak for her at the DNC, and those are the same, and they want to kill the other demographic groups in the party. You know, they want to throw the homosexuals off of the roof. They want to put the women in bondage. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We just had Ann Coulter do a great job of triggering the left. Joe Scarborough was especially upset with her. He said, here we have vile racism openly promoted on Fox News. Again, why? They don't need this. Really? I think what she was doing was she wasn't promoting it. I think she was exposing the vile racism of the people that he supports in the Democrat Party. Now, she was pointing out how you've got they're trying to craft together this coalition of identity politics, the demographic party, or I guess we could call them the demagogue party, because that's what it really is. It's all really based upon demagoguery. I'm with you. I support your people group, and I support you over there. And collecting all these different groups of people, and the problem is that a lot of them are diametrically opposed to each other. You've got the Muslims and the Jews, all part of this. You've got the feminists there, that the Muslims who like Sharia law want to basically enslave them worse than Handmaid's Tale. And the homosexuals that they want to bring in and tell them, oh, we're all about homosexual rights or whatever, and yet the Muslims want to throw them off of the roof. But we've got to bring all these people in. They speak for Hillary Clinton. And then you have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying, I'm sure my family is Jewish. Not my DNA, just my family. pathetic pandering. And I'll just play you just a little bit of the clip of Ann Coulter pointing this out. There's only one thing that brings them together. Here's Ann Coulter.
I think we're going to be seeing a lot of these disputes in the Democratic Party base, because they all hate one another. I mean, you have the Muslims and the Jews and the various exotic sexual groups and the black church ladies with the college queers. The only thing that keeps this, the Democratic base together is for them to keep focusing on, no, white men are the ones keeping you down. You must hate white men. It's the one thing they all have in common.
There's even a division within the LGBT community. The L's are now dividing against the T's. And you're having feminists who are getting kicked off of social media accounts for saying men are not women. Because the transgenders, they can't have any objective scientific definition of sex. That's hateful. And so it is fragmenting there. Again, united by one thing, their hatred of white males. As Breitbart points out, a petition urging government to uphold scientific definition of sex gets support across the political spectrum. That's one of the things that's happening now. People are starting to look at some of these various issues. Again, the subjectivity that began, I think, with the idea that we can subjectively even determine when life begins. And yet, as I played for you, even when a mother says, oh, not only is this a baby, but this is a baby that I am communicating with its spirit, and it's telling me it's okay to kill it. Why is this woman not locked up? I mean, she acknowledges the humanity of her child. I would even say even the superhumanity of her child, that it is somehow communicating on a spiritual level with her telepathically, and yet she murders it. And she imagines that it's okay because she's been given a Beatles song to sing. I mean, this is the insanity of the left, the evil of the left. So I say more than 2,200 signatures of supporters from across the political spectrum are currently affixed to a petition that calls for the federal government to uphold the scientific definition of sex. But we can't pretend that it is scientific. We got to pretend that there is no scientific definition for the beginning of life. There is no way to scientifically determine sex or gender. You know, it's not biological. It's not objective. It's not binary. It's all in your imagination. Look at this story here. The biological man who dominates women's handball championships. Until 2016, a man who goes by the name of Hannah Mounsey played for Australia's men's handball league. But now, after transitioning into a woman, the 6'2", 220-pound Mounsey is totally dominating Australia's women's handball league. If you look at the picture of this guy, pull up a picture of this guy. This guy is huge. Absolutely huge. Look at this. You don't turn into a woman by putting your hair in a ponytail. That's the guy. You know, he'd had situations where he was barred from entering the women's league last year because of higher testosterone levels and weight. And they said, well, weight's not a fair criteria for what gender I am. Well, certainly no, it's not. I'm sure, you know, if, you know, Rosie O'Donnell could probably dominate that league as well. If weight were the only criteria. But it was testosterone levels. I mean, how does he have testosterone levels there? Well, that would be because biologically, he's not a woman. But if you are a woman, if you're a feminist, if you're a lesbian, and you point that out, you get hammered. See, this is the problem, the ultimate problem. There he is. The ultimate problem with the Democrat coalitions of identity politics. We have Miss Universe's first transgender contestant is reveling about being a role model. I am proud to have the opportunity to use this platform for a message of inclusion and tolerance and respect for the LGBT community. Then you have this article from The Independent saying that Japan is now forcing transgender people to be sterilized. Is that really what they're doing? I look at that. Boy, that's a pretty provocative headline. People who seek to alter their legal sex must appeal to a family court under legislation entitled Law 111. Law 111 requires successful applicants to be single, not to have children under the age of 20, and to have a psychiatric diagnosis of gender identity disorder and to be sterilized, they say. Oh, well, wait a minute. That didn't have quotes around it. But here's what the law actually says. The quotes are that this is what the law actually says. Here's what the quotes are around. They must permanently lack functioning gonads. Oh, okay. So that's not the same as being sterilized. That just says that, okay, if you are going to change your gender, you change your gender biologically, objectively, if you're committed to that. So they're saying you've got to have some psychiatric diagnosis to make sure that this is really what's going on, and then you have to actually physically alter it. You can't just imagine and identify as this, just in your mind. And so they say, well, that's forced sterilization. No, it's not. No, it's not. Let me tell you what's being forced here. There's an article on WND, and they talk about a situation in Virginia. It's outside of Richmond. And they have a guy, a teacher, who's been placed on administrative leave after the principal said he didn't obey an order to use the preferred identity pronouns for a ninth grade student who is trying to transition from female to male. The student asked to be called by the male pronouns he and him. A teacher insists that the incident got him fired. He said it what amounted to a slip of the tongue. He said, I'm happy to avoid female pronouns, but not to offend because I'm not here to provoke, but I can't refer to a female as a male and a male as a female in good conscience or in good faith. And so, as Franklin Graham was pointing out, he said the lawyer was right when he asked, why is tolerance never a two-way street? This guy's lawyer said the student is absolutely free to identify as the student pleases. You want to change your name? You want to, you know, dress up as a woman or man or whatever, the other sex? That's fine. You have to do that. But the school board has only one point of view, and they are requiring the teacher, at the cost of his job, to repeat the ideology or the imagination of that student, to repeat that viewpoint. That is compelled speech. And that's where it violates the First Amendment, both in the fact that it compels speech and that it shuts down the free exercise of his religion. Why is tolerance never a two-way street? Because they must compel this. Because it is to dominate us. That is why. It's not about tolerance. Not at all about tolerance. It's not about hate, except that they hate our culture, our religion, and they want to alter it. And they are going to demand that we worship their system.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything. And don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra high quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody knows it. History documents it. But there is a cult in every culture and every system throughout history that wants to hurt children. They want to abort children. They want to disease children. They want to abuse children. They want to confuse children. They want their essence. They want their soul. They want their spirit. They want their power, because they are our future. And this Christmas, remember, it is about Jesus Christ, not ultimate sacrifice. It is about the West. And it is about a human future and standing with each other and believing in a better future. So I just want to thank you all for your support. And I want to ask you all to pray for your own family, to pray for America, to pray for President Trump, and to pray for InfoWars. And to remember that you have the power to change the world. You have the power to override the censors. You have the power to stop the globalists dead in their tracks. And I know you've been taking action, and I salute you, but just remember, I know you're humble, but just remember, you hold the future of this planet and the universe in your hands.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Segment by Eric Peters, EP Autos. It'll be interesting to get Eric's take. This Democrat is going to be the incoming chair of the House Transportation Committee, and the fact that he wants to impose a special tax on people because they're stuck in traffic because the government won't fix our infrastructure. but there's other things that are coming up. I mean, we have massive experimentation that's being done on you and your family on the roads with these self-driving cars, and they don't care about that. And it is multiplying very quickly. Even as they will not fix roads, people in Pennsylvania sticking a Christmas tree in a pothole that's gotten so large that it nearly swallowed up the entire Christmas tree. It's like, we got to mark it, at least, if they're not going to fix it. So let's just stick this spare artificial Christmas tree I've got in my attic in that hole so people can at least see it and avoid it. But the real issue cannot be avoided, and that is what they're trying to do to our society. One aspect of this, of course, is not just our transportation, but how they're trying to gaslight us even as to who and what we are. Playing these kind of identity games, playing these games with our sexual identity, our gender, playing these games as to what is a baby and what is not a baby and so forth. All of this subjectivity. When we clearly know that these are children, they want to pretend. We can't objectively know this. We can't objectively and scientifically determine this. Oh, yes, we can. Oh, yes, we can. That day has long since passed that you could have any legitimate question about that. When my wife was volunteering with some pro-life organizations, I said, what they need to do instead of picketing outside of abortion clinics, I think it'd be far more effective for them to pool their money together and create better technology for better imaging. And that was before we had the, what they call the 4D ultrasound, where you can actually get movies of the babies and you can see how they are little humans. National Geographic did a special that said, look at all of the, with this new 4D technology, we can go in and we can show you unborn dogs, unborn dolphins, unborn monkeys. And look at this. It looks exactly like little elephant, you know, inside the mother elephant, or, you know, a little dog inside the little dogs inside the other dog. And you know, they're moving around. And look at this. You can see all the details. You can see all the little hairs on the dog and so forth. And yet they want to pretend that the humans are not human when the dogs are, and the other animals are all human, are all living, small versions of that. And they want to pretend that the humans are not. There it is. They now have that technology. There's no excuse for that. And the imaging that they had for the animals is even better than what you just saw there on the screen for the humans. There's no excuse about that. But of course, they are able to look the other way. Just as you have the people in the House, they have covered up, spent fortunes covering for the sexual harassment, the sexual crimes of members of Congress. They're now saying, we're not going to do that anymore, just like they said about insider trading. Nancy Pelosi was the poster child for insider trading. So they created the Stock Act after she was exposed by 60 Minutes. And they had the Pelosi provision in it. They even called it the Pelosi Act and so forth. But she came back and said, well, I don't think it's strict enough. I think those Republicans are trying to get away with crimes, when it was really for her. She was the center of all this. She was the one whose husband was doing the insider trading. And they wanted to maintain that when the Congress has the ability to lift up or to pull down entire industries, let alone companies, but entire industries, that it's okay for them to trade on that knowledge in advance, and their staffers as well. So they came up with a Stock Act, and within 1 year they had eviscerated it. Now they're coming up and they're saying because of the Me Too movement and because of one congresswoman saying this has got to stop. They're not going to go back and ever give us the information about all the people that they paid money to cover up for. Not going to tell us any of that. That happened under Nancy Pelosi. That happened under the pedophile Dennis Hastert, who was picked as Republican leader. Not going to talk about any of that because that would look pretty bad for Nancy Pelosi. It looked pretty bad for a lot of people. It looked bad for both political parties. So they're going to just sweep that under the carpet, pay no attention to what's happened in the past. And now we were going to say they've got to pay their own way. If they get caught, they're going to have to pay their own legal fees and they're going to have to pay off the victims and so out of their own pocket. Okay, fine. We'll see how long that lasts. I think one of the most amazing things that's come out this last week is the gag order that has been put on the criminal conviction of Cardinal George Pell. Again, this is the guy who was number three at the Vatican. He was head of the Vatican financial side of things. He was called back to Australia because they finally got rid of the statute of limitations for people who victimized children sexually. Only 3 years, typically, that's what these politicians have managed to put in because they don't want to be caught, just like the people in the House. And as they removed that statute of limitations in Australia, he went back. He was found guilty, reportedly, but we don't know exactly because they put a gag on any reporting in Australia. Isn't that amazing? He was reportedly found guilty of sexual abuse. Everybody is talking about this, but nobody has any information. They can't get any information because Australian media is barred from reporting the news, and the court's not going to put it out there. The judge said you can't talk about this. Just like the judge put a gag order when the judge sent Tommy Robinson to prison without giving him due process and said, don't you report on this. Well, they've done the same thing now with Cardinal Pell. Australian news outlets are grappling with how to handle one of the country's biggest news stories of the year because the judge has barred them from reporting the details. This is why when you have Ted Lieu at the Google hearings saying, well, I would love to control and regulate free speech, but we have the First Amendment. He would love to do that. That's his instinct. That's his desire. And quite frankly, as an apologist for Google, you know, he's out there saying, you know, your problem is, it's not Google. It's the problem is what you typed in the search engine. That's not the case, as we showed you. You type in the word idiot in Google and you get nothing but pictures of President Trump. You type in that single word idiot in the other search engines, whether it's Bing or whether it's, Yahoo or DuckDuckGo or whatever, you might get one or two pictures of President Trump, but you get like Dumb and Dumber, you get Jim Carrey, things like that. You get a wide variety of pictures that show up, but not from Google. Google, you only get President Trump, but Ted Lieu says, oh, it's your problem. It's not any bias on the part of Google. Clearly that he's lying to you, and clearly he wants to control and eradicate free speech. Just like these people in Australia and the UK have done, because they don't have a First Amendment. And we won't have a First Amendment either if we don't stand up for it and if we don't stop voting for these Democrats. But he's very clever about how he does this, folks. I've said this before. They may have a First Amendment which keeps him from doing it directly, but he can badger them and tell them, I want you to do something about InfoWars. I want you to shut down this organization, shut down that organization, and they'll do it for him. And then you have the Quislings. The libertarians and conservatives say, it's their right, their private company, they can do that.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
In the last few months, you have seen InfoWars offer the biggest sales in our history. Now, we've sold out of some of our best-selling items, but we've still got most of our best-selling items in. That's why I am extending the 12 days of Christmas for four more days, because we're guaranteed up to about the 19th to be able to ship to anybody in the continental United States before Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. But get your orders in. Don't fight those crowds and support the InfoWar. All the sales the last 12 days, 50 to 75% off, is back. Free shipping is still there. Double Patriot points. And we have even bigger sales on four new items. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Myco ZX, the t-shirts, all of it. Just go check out the sales. There's too many to break them all down. Get your orders in by the 19th, so you're guaranteed to get it on or before Christmas. And thank you again all for your support. We are extending this sale until the 19th. But InfoWars is in your hands. And again, whatever you do, just spread the word about InfoWars.com, and we're going to beat the globalists together. Thank you. In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free colloidal silver iodine fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling t-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a t-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sale ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything. And don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
InfoWars has been proven absolutely on target about world government, the attack on the family, the eugenics operations, the whole thing. We've been proven dead on. You've been proven dead on as supporters and listeners of this broadcast. You've been the men and women in the arena, and I really do thank you and salute you all. Words are not enough. Think about, of all the different systems, of all the different political ideologies, you have been on target promoting Americana and Renaissance, an open free society against the globalists and the dominant world force. They've created their Tower of Babel with a bunch of people that can't communicate with each other. But we have cut right to the chase. Human liberty, a pro-human future versus the globalist anti-human future. And that's why I want to thank you all and ask you now more than ever to remember that InfoWars really is your baby. I am in your hands. And we're under unprecedented attack, and we just need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there and get the best deals ever and fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Eric Peters. We have Eric on frequently to talk about cars and mobility because that's really a liberty issue, and it's becoming more and more of a liberty issue. Are we going to be free, or are they going to use our ability to move around to own the means of our transportation as a means to control us? That has always been the desire of the people at government at every level, whether you're talking about the local level, saying we're going to run the buses and we're going to run the cars off of the road and we're not going to repair the car, the roads and so forth. Or were you talking about people pushing the climate agenda we see backfiring on them in France? And of course, Eric has written a couple of articles about this, as you would imagine, on his site epautos.com, because it's not just about reviews of cars. Yes, he does do practical, honest reviews of cars, but he also talks about social issues and freedom issues. And he has something to say about what's going on in France. The title of that article is Guillotines and Red Octobers. We're going to get into that. But he's also got an article about freedom that doesn't have anything to do with cars. Bankrupt Boy Scouts, as he talks about. And, of course, they are becoming bankrupt. As I pointed out, they were kind of morally bankrupt before they became financially bankrupt. And he has something to say about this as a former Eagle Scout. And I want to get his comments on this. So joining us now is Eric Peters. Thanks for joining us, Eric.
Oh, you bet, Dave. Thanks for having me back. And incidentally, I'm looking out my window at approximately 17 inches of climate change global warming.
Yeah. That, people need to, they should be playing the movie, White Christmas, because, you know, that was all about warming in, in Vermont, right? You know, all they needed was to bring in Al Gore, and they could have gotten their snow right there at the beginning of the movie and cut it short.
Exactly. So.
How it should have ended, I guess.
Yep. But,
so tell us about your take as a, former scout and, Eagle Scout.
Yeah, I was going to mention, as a point of order, one is a former scout, but always an Eagle Scout if one has attained that rank, which I did. And it just pains me to see what's become of the Boy Scouts, which are no longer the Boy Scouts. They are the Scouts now, excising boys from the equation, having forced, girls into the Scouts, as well as female leaders, and of course, got to have the transgendered, polyglot LBGTQ SUV leadership as well.
And that was all Rex Tillerson bringing that stuff in.
That's right. And, you know, this, for obvious reasons, has disturbed both the parents of the boys as well as the boys themselves. A lot of boys don't want to be involved in an organization like that, and a lot of parents don't want their children to be involved in an organization like that for many very obvious reasons. And because of that, the organization has been hemorrhaging membership. And is apparently on the verge of going bankrupt as a result of all of this.
Yeah.
Well, they got a lot of lawsuits. I mean, it's not only by doing this, their membership has been collapsing after Rex Tillerson, as head of the Boy Scouts, started doing this stuff. They did the transgender stuff after he left, but he had already put them on that road. And by bringing in and saying we're going to allow openly homosexual kids to join scouting, and then we're going to have homosexual scout leaders. And I said at the time, this is going to lead to abuse lawsuits, because one of the reasons that you have a segregation of sexes is so that you don't have sexual abuse, so that you don't have sexual contact between the boys and girls as they go camping overnight. And one of the reasons that they would have men over the boys, they would hope that they were getting heterosexual men. Of course, you can always have abuse that's going to happen, but they're just playing the odds. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to say, you know, the majority of guys are going to be heterosexual, so we want to make sure we got people there that are not going to be, you know, playing the odds, that are not going to be attracted to the little boys that they're taking out camping overnight.
That's right. It was inherently a non-sexual organization.
Yeah.
It was about boys learning how to be men, about how to build campfires, how to shoot, how to tie rope, how to use a compass. And generally, the adult leadership, the scoutmaster, was usually a father of one of the boys. That was my experience. It was the experience of most of the guys that I knew when I was growing up. And it was just not, it was not brought into it. It wasn't even discussed. You know, boys among themselves might sit around the campfire and talk about girls, but that's not what the organization was about. And now, suddenly, they've interjected all of this sexual stuff into this organization, and it's inherently problematic. For exactly the same reasons that it's problematic to bring women into a mixed combat situation. If you talk to anybody who's in the military, you know, you get six guys out in a foxhole and put in one woman with them, and all of a sudden they're worried about the woman. They're competing over the woman, and they're not worried about, you know, sticking together and fighting the common enemy. And it's a similar dynamic in a Boy Scout troop.
But they want to eradicate all this because they've got, a larger agenda. I think that they're trying to get to kind of a Brave New World situation where you don't have families, where you've got the government that's going to, you know, create the kids out of a test tube or whatever, and sex is just there for recreation and for distraction. And that's ultimately that kind of leveling, that kind of, in a sense, a sexless society. And they keep sending these mixed signals. You know, at the same time we've got Hollywood out there pushing sexuality openly, they're now pushing this kind of neo-Puritanism at the same time. And everybody's like, you know, what's going on? I don't really, and I think that's a big part of the gaslighting.
Yeah, that's absolutely part of it. And another aspect of this is the forced association aspect of it. You know, boys sometimes need to be around boys, just like men need to hang out among men and drink beer and smoke cigars, just like women like to get together for coffee and talk among themselves. It's normal and it's natural. And most men do not try to force themselves into women's clubs and you know, compel them to admit men. Yet we have this interesting reversal where boys are not allowed to have their own separate little groups where they can do things that boys like to do. Apart from women, and it's in a very, very real sense, I think it's an attack on boys and an attack on men.
Yeah, you put it very succinctly in your article. You said men and boys are fine with girls and women having a girls' night or having a coffee clutch or even their own female exclusive organizations, But you try to have a men's club or a men's only cigar club or Boy Scouts, they're not going to allow that, are they?
That's right. And it's not malicious. You know, there's no, yeah. You know, there's nobody saying that, you know, women can't go out and have a club and men can go out and have a club. It's a question of the one trying to force themselves onto the other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it really is. And that's why I played a couple of times at the top of the hour and then the segment following it. I played what Ann Coulter had to say because she was talking about the Democrats and she said, you know, they've set themselves up to pander to all these different identity groups and say, I'm with you. And yet a lot of those identity groups are mutually exclusive and hate each other, you know, or at each other's throats or eventually going to be at each other's throats. She said the only thing that unites them is their hatred of white males.
Mm-hmm.
I think that really is what this all boils down to.
Yeah, from a macro point of view.
In terms of taking out these institutions.
From a macro point of view, they're attempting to fracture society and put everybody at everybody else's throats.
Yeah. It really is a tactic, that's why we talk about it as being a kind of cultural Marxism. It really is that type of, really trying to just bring the society down. And yet they're kind of backfiring on them in a number of ways, not only just with the Boy Scouts, but also what we see going on in France. We're talking about the guillotines and Red October. Give us your take on, what happened as, Emmanuel Macron said, let them eat a gas tax.
Well, in that case, what happened was the government increased the temperature of the water a bit too quickly and the frogs began to notice it was getting hot.
Yeah.
Within the space of about a year, they increased the cost to the consumer of, a gallon of fuel by about 40% in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And now it costs about somewhere between $7 and $8 per gallon to fill up your car. So the average person is paying more than $100, if you can imagine it, to fill up their car. And if you do that once a week, you're looking at something like $400 to $500 a month just to fill up your car.
And I'm hoping that the same thing is really going to happen here in the U.S. because we need that pain of having them crank up the heat that quickly. And it looks like the Democrats are about to take the bait. We had an article at Infowars.com about Pete DeFazio, who is going to be the new House Transportation Chairman, and he's putting out the idea that they're going to mandate black boxes for cars so they can collect where you are. If they notice that you are in congestion, if you are in traffic because they haven't built the infrastructure up, then they're going to put a special congestion tax on you. They're going to tax you for their negligence and creating the infrastructure. I hope they do that, quite frankly. I hope they try to do that because that's going to wake people up to where they are coming from. We'll get your comments on that when we come back. Stay with us. We're talking to Eric Peters. Again, you can find his articles and his reviews of cars at epautos.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In the last few months, you have seen InfoWars offer the biggest sales in our history. Now, we've sold out of some of our best-selling items, but we've still got most of our best-selling items in. That's why I am extending the 12 days of Christmas for 4 more days, because we're guaranteed up to about the 19th to be able to ship to anybody in the continental United States before Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. But get your orders in. Don't fight those crowds and support the InfoWar. All the sales the last 12 days, 50 to 75% off, is back. Free shipping is still there. Double Patriot points. And we have even bigger sales on 4 new items. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Myco ZX, the t-shirts, all of it. Just go check out the sales. There's too many to break them all down. Get your orders in by the 19th so you're guaranteed to get it on or before Christmas. And thank you again all for your support. We are extending this sale until the 19th, but InfoWars is in your hands. And again, whatever you do, just spread the word about InfoWars.com and we're going to beat the globalists together. Thank you.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3 month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3 year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, folks, Emmanuel Moron in France is the gift that just keeps giving. They're going to have a fifth week of writing because after they woke up the French people, as our guest Eric Peters was saying, they raised the taxes so rapidly on them, so high, that it woke them up and they can't get them to go back to sleep. And they're not going to be bought off by him backing off of this tax. They're not going to be bought off, I think, by a minimum wage increase. They understand the bigger agenda here. And how across the board, Macron and the others have been taking down their standard of living. Just to give you an idea of some of the things that are happening, I don't know if you've seen this or not, Eric, but they actually put up a guillotine in Paris. You're talking about, that's the headline of your article, Guillotines and Red October. I mean, they actually did put up a guillotine there in Paris, and they have destroyed, in one area, 95% of the speed cameras.
Yeah.
I mean, these people are our soulmates.
Yes. And good for them. You know, they're reacting in part because of the some animals are more equal than others aspect of this. You don't see Macron and people in his caste imposing this energy austerity on themselves. They live lavishly. They profit handsomely from the fact that their hands are on the levers of power. And they're simply bleeding white people who are just struggling to try to get up and go to work every day and feed their families.
Yeah, they're going to have their hypercars. I mean, they'll be the only ones with cars in the future. You know, the rest of us are going to be locked into the cities using some kind of, you know, a Johnny cab to crawl around at 5 miles per hour in the cities. They're going to be cruising the highways and byways in their Bugattis like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Sure. I mean, can you imagine how the average Frenchman feels when he, you know, is forced to stand off a cordon of police and then the armored limousines come by, carrying the dear leader? Mm-hmm. Getting 3 miles per gallon as he heads off to his massively carbon footprinted jet that's going to take him somewhere where he'll dine on a 7-course meal and so on and so on. You know, it's infuriating.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think a good example of this, too, is yesterday as I saw these stories here, the contrast of what is being done by our government at both the local level and at the federal level. We got these feds now, the Democrats, the House. They want to impose this vehicles vehicle miles traveled. They call it a VMT tax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we knew this was coming. I mean, they've been talking about how they're going to have the cars talking to each other. The cars will be talking to the infrastructure and so forth. And we know that they're going to be talking to the infrastructure and telling it how you're driving so that they can generate instant tickets for you so they can raise your insurance rates and so forth. And now he wants to charge you more just based on the fact that you're stuck in traffic because mm-hmm. they won't make the roads, they won't add on additional levels of roads and they won't give you parking spaces. But even in Pennsylvania, they got a pothole in one town that is so big that and keeps growing, and they keep asking the town council to fix it, and they won't do it. So one lady took an artificial Christmas tree out of her attic and stuck it in there so people could at least see where the hole was mm-hmm. so you didn't destroy your car.
Yeah, of course, and that public safety issue is a non-issue for the government. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And by the way, they have these VMT pilot programs. They're already, and they may even have gone beyond the pilot program stage. They're doing this in Oregon and I think Washington already.
Wow. Wow. And of course, they're, continuing on with all of these experiments, human experimentation on you and on your family on the highway with these self-driving cars. They don't care about safety when it comes to that. One of the things that just came out, I just noticed this. They just had their airbag symposium in Germany for 2018. Did you know that there were airbag symposiums? and the new thing is to have external airbags.
Yes, a pedestrian
cars airbag.
Yeah. Volvo actually has that, in production already on some of their models, believe it or not.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. A giant airbag on the outside. I mean, what could possibly go wrong? Can you imagine you're in a motorcycle or a bicycle and you bump into the side of this car and the thing triggers and sends you flying into the oncoming traffic or something? I mean,
well, not to mention, there's the additional cost to the car. There's
the fact that
when the bag goes off, now you've got another thing that has caused massive damage to the exterior of the vehicle such that it becomes economically unrepairable. Related to this, there's an interesting stat that I came across the other day that the rate of leasing vehicles is almost 30% now. It was about 3-5% back in 2009. And mm-hmm. I think that the reason for that is because the cars have gotten so ludicrously expensive that the only way people can afford to get them now increasingly is by leasing them. And, one of the reasons for that is that the average car now has 7-8 airbags, the average car, and some have more than that.
Yeah, and they're going to have, as I said, 2-3 times larger than the standard interior airbags, and they're going to have multiple inflators all around that. So you can just multiply this. There's absolutely no way you can afford to buy this once they fill the inside and the outside of the car with airbags. You'll have to rent this.
It's utter lunacy, and the car becomes much more disposable far sooner than it otherwise would. And, that gets back into this whole new model that I think that they're consciously working toward, which is to get everybody into a perpetual debt cycle where you just, forever, you're going to pay X amount per month, either to own or to ride share your vehicle. You'll never own a car again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think they want to control your transportation. They want to control your movement. They want to track your movement. They want to tax every movement that you make. There was an article just came out about Luxembourg, and they were bragging about this. Is coming out of a UK paper, bragging about it becoming the first country in the world to make public transportation free for all. And it's like, I looked at this, like, Luxembourg, how big is that?
Mm-hmm.
Because they said, well, it's happened in some cities have done this. To make it free to ride the buses. And, you look at the buses and public transportation in every city that I've ever lived in. Here in Austin, they're always empty. They got a rail system. They got a bus system. There's nobody there. If they have self-driving buses, there's not going to be anybody in the bus. The only person on the bus typically is a bus driver. But Luxembourg is so tiny, it's less than one-tenth the size of Houston.
Well, that's right. And, of course, it's not free either. When people talk about free health care, it just means you pay exorbitant taxes to get your free health care.
That's right. I remember when we had a city council meeting in Raleigh. It was before the Soviet Union fell. And this city councilwoman had gone to Moscow, and she was bragging about how you could travel all over Moscow on the subway system for just a nickel. And she said, "We need to have that here in Raleigh." It's like, you're crazy. And besides that, it cost them everything. It cost them their freedom to have that kind of a quote unquote free subway system.
Yeah, manna does not fall from heaven. Material things require effort and work, and those things cost money. It's an inescapable fact of life.
Yeah, absolutely. When we look at how this is headed, though, they continue to push for the self-driving cars. And as President Trump was talking about GM shutting down six different lines of cars and shutting down five different factories. And you talk about this in your article about guillotines and Red October. The fact is that GM, even though they may be reaching the end of their initial electric car subsidy, they and others are pushing to have this extended. Yet when President Trump said, we'll see about whether or not they get any more electric, he was trolled by the mainstream media. They said, don't you know that they've only got another 4,000 cars that they can sell under that law? No, they're trying to push to extend that.
That's right. That's right. You know, it's essential for their, and I put it in air quotes, business model. Because the only way they can induce people to get these vehicles, for the most part, is to bribe them, to pay them off.
You know, and when you look at the types of cars that they're getting and all that, there was an article, I think it was by Daily Caller, talking about all of the very expensive add-on options, each of them about what that $7,500 subsidy is for very expensive cars from Tesla and others. Said, oh, yeah, you can get this particular module. It's about $6,000 or $7,000. You know, you can imagine that when the people are there to buy that, that is a selling point from the salesman, because these people are able to afford these luxury cars that are being subsidized by the rest of us.
Well, that's right. It's an indulgence, and it's also another very clever form of wealth transfer. GM, like most of the major car companies, makes the preponderance of its money, honestly, by selling big trucks and SUVs. Those are the profitable vehicles. But they are facing all of this pressure from CAFE and carbon dioxide regs and everything else that makes it very difficult for them to sell them. So they now have embraced this electric car tar baby. They want the EVs to be mandated because that helps them with regulatory compliance. They're just going to offload the costs of everything into the price of the SUVs and the trucks. So when you go to buy a 2019 Chevy 1500, part of what you're buying is your neighbor's electric Bolt.
That's right. That's right. And when we look at it's really tight. I don't have an issue, quite frankly, with anybody if they want to get an electric car. I just don't want to have to pay for it. I don't want to have to subsidize their choice. I don't want to have my choice become more expensive because they choose to have this other type of vehicle. But it's also tied together with the autopilots, with the self-driving cars and so forth. They tie those two things together because that is part of the plan to keep people locked into urban cities. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what people are finally starting to realize about these self-driving cars. Just had another crash, this one in Taiwan, where a Tesla hit multiple police cars. We've had a text message revealed inside Uber after they had their self-driving car kill someone. They said, we shouldn't be hitting things every 15,000 miles. That was sent to the officials before that happened.
InfoWars has been proven absolutely on target about world government, the attack on the family, the eugenics operations, the whole thing. We've been proven dead on. You've been proven dead on as supporters and listeners of this broadcast. You've been the men and women in the arena, and I really do thank you and salute you all. Words are not enough. Think about, of all the different systems, of all the different political ideologies, you have been on target, promoting Americana and Renaissance, an open free society against the globalist and the dominant world force. They've created their Tower of Babel with a bunch of people that can't communicate with each other. But we have cut right to the chase. Human liberty, a pro-human future versus the globalist anti-human future. And that's why I want to thank you all and ask you now more than ever to remember that InfoWars really is your baby. I am in your hands. And we're under unprecedented attack, and we just need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there and get the best deals ever and fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never missed your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Hang all the mistletoe.
Welcome back. We're talking to Eric Peters of EP Autos. I want to talk a little bit about the self-driving cars, because as we talked about the economic fascism involved here, that is the combination of big corporations and government to give them subsidies if they can push a particular social policy. And of course, they want to get rid of our privacy. They want to get rid of our private property. They want to limit our mobility. That's all part of this, all part of this crony capitalism, all part of this transfer payment system that we have here. And of course, the big corporations are more than willing to go down that road. They'll be given a monopoly on running these driverless cars that you rent by the ride. It's a far more profitable way for them to operate. But Eric, as we look at this, we had some pushback, certainly there in Arizona, as the pedestrian was killed by an Uber taxi. That was a system there that was a Volvo car. They had turned off the emergency braking system because they said it was operating erratically. But before that happened, there was an email that was sent to several high-level executives at Uber, and the email said, we shouldn't be hitting things every 15,000 miles. And that was sent 5 days before that autonomous car killed a pedestrian. Now we have USA Today said, we followed a Waymo self-driving car around Arizona, because now, even though they shut down their operations in Arizona, Google's or Alphabet's Waymo is now stepping it up. They said, we followed it around and we saw how angry people were with these things on the road, the way they were driving, acting very erratically.
And that's because they're programmed. They cannot think. A human being thinks. A human being can interpret the environment that's around him and then make an appropriate decision. These automated cars are programmed. They have set parameters. They're designed to respond in a certain way. And when the environment presents them with something that doesn't jibe with the programming, then you got a problem. They can't reason. It can't think. So often it will do something potentially dangerous, or it will do something merely annoying, like just stop in the middle of the road, which is something that these cars do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember reading a story about this a few months ago. They said an elderly man, after sitting 5 minutes behind one of these things at a four-way stop, just lost it.
Yep.
Stepped on the accelerator, honking the horn, you know, flipping a bird at the self-driving car, and just went right through the intersection. Couldn't take it any longer. It caused them to go crazy. And this particular story from USA Today, when they followed it around for 170 miles, they said they came up to an accident, and this thing started acting like it was rubbernecking. Mm-hmm. Said it approached it very tepidly, didn't know what to do. It said in any other situation, a human would make eye contact with other drivers and kind of figure out what's going on. The driverless car didn't know what to do.
That's right. A lot of people need to be disabused of the idea that we're going to have this Jetsons-like future and these cars are going to operate at high speed and get us to where we need to be more quickly than we could ourselves and more safely. That's simply not the case. For technical as well as legal liability reasons, these things are going to have to be programmed to be hyper-overcautious, to do just the things that we've been talking about, like sit at a stop sign interminably, you know, for 10 minutes because, it dare not enter the intersection if there's even the remotest chance that there's another car coming, even if that car is a quarter mile away down the road. So it's
you have a couple of things. Arizona seems to be where they're looking at the Waymo cars. Now, the Waymo is supposed to be the gold standard for all this stuff. And Google has said, we're not going to put any brakes in the cars. We're going to put any steering wheels in the car. We're going to go fully autonomous. And so they said, well, how is this working out? So you have Arizona Central following around. They said a slash tire, pointed gun, bullies on the road. Why do the Waymo self-driving vans get so much hate? They got a guy would stand in front of one of these things, not get out of the way. They had a woman go straight at it head on and say, get out of my neighborhood. I don't want you here, because she was afraid it's going to run over her and her kids in the neighborhood. I mean, people are getting really angry about this. But you know what, Eric? It doesn't matter if we don't like this. They pay as much attention to us as they did the French before they revolted.
Well, that's right. And again, as you and I have talked about before, this is not something that's happening organically, naturally, because of market demand. This is top down. It's being pushed on us by these corporate and government entities.
That's right. They're going to shove it down our throat, and they don't care what we think. Well, you know, Take a look at France, as we said, you know. Take a look at the mock guillotines that they put up there.
Oh, good for that.
That's gonna be coming here if they keep doing this, especially if Pete DeFazio gets his way. I certainly hope that he tries. Thanks for joining us, Eric Peters, epautos.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, just to underscore where this is happening. In Arizona, where, again, Uber shut down its operations because they ran over a woman. At first they said, well, it was the person behind the wheel's fault because they didn't wake up and do that. No, they were lulled into passivity, sitting there watching a video. And they said, well, you couldn't expect anybody at first. The police were making an excuse for that, saying you couldn't expect anybody to see this. Look at have the camera there. This person walks right out of the darkness. And people pointed out, said, but this was under the control of the car. The car doesn't use light to see people. The car has radar to see people. Why didn't it put on the brakes? Oh, well, it was acting erratically, so we shut off the brakes. Yes, they do act erratically. Where is this taking place? Well, as they point out, looking at Waymo, everybody's focusing on Google because Google, after controlling cyberspace, wants to control urban space as well. They want to control your movement. They're going to impose on you the same kind of tyranny that's been imposed in China. Now, just like Ted Lieu said, well, I would love to control and regulate your speech. You would also love to control or regulate your movement. There is no amendment protecting your freedom of movement, interestingly enough. I mean, other than the 9th and 10th Amendment, they don't have the authority to shut these things down, but they're going to try. They've done a lot of things that they don't have any authority for. And we're going to have to stand up for our rights. And we're going to have to make sure that the Democrats don't use these private corporations in a public private partnership to take away our freedom, to use them as a cat's paw to shut down what we do. As they point out, it's not just Google, not just Alphabet, but it's also Delphi, General Motors, Intel, Uber, Apple, Lyft. They all want to push autonomous vehicles on us, even though people don't like it. This article from CBS News said Google's long stated its intent to skip driver assist systems. They're going to go directly to full autonomous driving. Again, no steering wheel, no brakes. They said they're going to begin carrying volunteer passengers. And I wonder, are they going to give the volunteers crash dummy suits? So, remember the crash dummy suits pushing seatbelt use back a couple of decades ago? Where are they doing this? Well, they're doing it. They've got one company called Aptiv. They're in Las Vegas, Boston, Pittsburgh, Singapore. You've got another one, Aurora. They're in Palo Alto, San Francisco, Pittsburgh. You've got GM's company is called Cruise, and they're conducting experiments on motorists without their consent in San Francisco, Scottsdale, Arizona, Orion, Michigan, and so forth, and Frisco and Arlington, Texas, suburbs of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You have another company called Drive.ai. Ford has their Argo AI system for self-driving cars. They're operating in Dearborn, Miami, and Pittsburgh. So these types of things are all over the country. And then Waymo, which is focusing in Arizona. Chandler, Mesa, Tempe, and Gilbert, Arizona. How are people reacting to this? Like I said, they're slashing tires, they're pointing guns, they are throwing rocks. They said that they waited four days before they contacted the police. They had a man throwing rocks at two Waymos. They had another guy stand in front of him, refused to get out of the way. They had a mother who drove head-on toward a van, forcing it to stop. And then the woman, an adult female, jumped out of her vehicle, yelled at the Waymo driver, "Get out of my neighborhood." These are the people that are living with this. And see, I was just telling you how many communities, not that many communities that they're doing this in. The communities that they're doing it in, the people absolutely hate it. Very dangerous, as Eric Peters was just saying. They don't react in the same way that you would expect humans to react. They say, as they followed them around USA Today in Arizona, they said back in an October accident scene, the Waymo eventually got to the front of line of cars that were merging to avoid the crash. It nudged left as though it was going to cut into the line of cars, then suddenly cut to the right and to get into a shorter line of cars on that side. They say that Waymo will not disclose exactly where they were driving it because, see, that's classified. It's kind of like Cardinal Pell. You know, we can't know what our masters are doing. We can't know what Mueller or Hillary Clinton or these other people are doing. They are our masters. Do not ask any questions. But everything that you do will be an open book to them. It's not just the apps on your phone. You know, we had New York Times a couple of weeks ago saying, your apps know where you were last night, and they're not keeping it a secret. Of course they're not. Here's the secret that they're keeping from you. The secret that they're keeping from you is that the fastest growing part of the surveillance state, the police state, is called geospatial intelligence. They created all of these situations for precisely that purpose, and they know more about you by just looking at your metadata than you can possibly imagine. Let's take a look at what we're also not allowed to know, and that is information about our masters, about the Clinton Foundation, for example. Let's get ready with video 6. As a matter of fact, let's go straight to that because we're getting close on time. We have Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch pushing this inquiry, this hearing yesterday about the Clinton Foundation. The person who was tasked to investigate this was a no-show from the Department of Justice. But here's what Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch had to say.
Without a doubt, we're the most active Freedom of Information Act requester and litigator in the nation today. And it's no secret that Judicial Watch has had concerns over the years about the Clintons' ethics and respect for the rule of law. So it was with some skepticism we greeted promises by Hillary Clinton in 2008 and 2009 to conduct herself accordingly or appropriately with respect to the foundation as a condition of her being approved as Secretary of State with some skepticism. At the time, even CNN reported that Bill Clinton's complicated business interests could present future conflicts of interest that result in unneeded headaches for the incoming commander-in-chief. And to reassure President Obama and senators from both parties, Mrs. Clinton agreed to not participate personally and substantially in any particular matter involving specific parties in which the William Clinton Foundation is a party or represents a party. And additionally, the Clintons promised that the president's speeches and business activities would undergo a State Department ethics review and that the Clinton Foundation would disclose its donors online and agree to significant restrictions on support from foreign governments, neither of which, to be fair, it wasn't required by law, but was contingent on her being confirmed by the Senate. We obviously had zero confidence that these promises would be kept, and we began monitoring the ethics process and filed a Freedom of Information Act request in 2011 to see how that ethics process was being implemented. We were ignored for 2 years by the administration. We sued in 2013 and found something which wasn't terribly surprising to us, but still shocking, that former President Clinton gave 215 speeches and earned $48 million while his wife presided over U.S. foreign policy. Not one of those speeches was deemed a conflict of interest. That also included a consultancy with the controversial Clinton Foundation advisor Doug Band, who ran something called the Teneo Group. That consultancy ended after Teneo was caught up in a failed investment firm known as MF Global. State Department legal advisors approved.
All right, let's hold it right there. You get the idea. The problem that I have with this. And, of course, they had a couple of whistleblowers that were going to be testifying. Everybody was very interested in what was going to happen. They were going to have two or three whistleblowers. Well, the whistleblowers refused to say anything. It's almost like they got a call the night before. It's like, do you love your family? You know, I mean, it was like The Godfather or something, where I guess they should have turned the cameras around. There was C-SPAN to see if they had brought in a long-lost relative from another country, like they did in The Godfather. Remember, they had the guy who was going to blow the whistle on him, and then they brought in his relative from Italy, brought him in. He didn't speak English. He didn't know why he was there. They bring him in the courtroom and sit on either side of him, and the guy sees that, and he goes, no, I don't remember. I don't know what you're talking about. I wasn't going to. That's basically what happened yesterday with Mark Meadows, with the Clinton Foundation. I mean, this criminal organization, I've talked to Charles Ortel many times. Yeah, you just look at the public filing and the fraudulent statements that they made about being a charitable organization. You don't even have to try to prove that there was some kind of a suspicious quid pro quo. As you said, $48 million in speeches while she's Secretary of State, and never any question of ethical issues about $48 million in speech money. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In the last few months, you have seen InfoWars offer the biggest sales in our history. Now, we've sold out of some of our best-selling items, but we've still got most of our best-selling items in. That's why I am extending the 12 days of Christmas for 4 more days, because we're guaranteed up to about the 19th to be able to ship to anybody in the continental United States before Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. But get your orders in. Don't fight those crowds and support the InfoWar. All the sales the last 12 days, 50 to 75% off, is back. Free shipping is still there. Double Patriot points. And we have even bigger sales on 4 new items. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Myco ZX, the t-shirts, all of it. Just go check out the sales. There's too many to break them all down. Get your orders in by the 19th. So you're guaranteed to get it on or before Christmas. And thank you again all for your support. We are extending this sale until the 19th. But InfoWars is in your hands. And again, whatever you do, just spread the word about InfoWars.com. And we're going to beat the globalists together. Thank you. In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free colloidal silver iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything. And don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
I don't have to tell our listeners and viewers how important InfoWars is in the fight against the anti-human globalist. So I say it short and sweet. We need your support now more than ever. You've come through 1,000 times, so I'm not bitching at you. I'm just simply telling you, we are in the thick of the battle now. The attacks on InfoWars have become absolutely exponential, and down the road, we probably will get destroyed. But I know, and God has really put it on my heart, that we've got to maintain the fight as hard as possible and go through as much as we can to be an example to others and carry out critical operations ahead of whatever happens. But I want to be strong in this fight. I need to be provisioned, and I'm willing to stand against Hillary and Soros and the Rothschilds and all these devil worshippers. But I need your prayers. I need you to spread the articles and videos. I need you to give us financial support right now. We make it easy. Do your Christmas shopping with us, not with the globalists and not with Bezos and Amazon, and you'll help provision us. We've got a bunch of huge deals at InfoWarsStore.com, so please take action right now.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all-new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now,
With an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up, all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Pretty amazing what did not happen yesterday at the hearings about the Clinton Foundation. I've had Charles Ortel on many times to talk about the fraudulent operation of the Clinton Foundation. That's supposed to be a charitable organization, and yet they have violated all of those rules. That's all you need to look at. I mean, you can say, look at the massive amounts of money that's happening here, and it looks like there is some, you know, favors being granted. That's very hard to prove. Very hard to prove, because you can get that money and you can do favorable things for people, but unless you can prove that there was an email, let's say. Oh, emails, that's right, they've disappeared those. Well, not really. As Bill Binney says, the NSA's got all those emails. You can pretend that they're gone, but the NSA's got them all. He knows. He was the global technical head for the NSA for decades. He knows that they've got those emails. He also knows that the Russians did not hack the DNC, that that was a red herring that was put out there by the Democrats to hide what she had actually been doing to rig the primaries. Don't look at my rigging of the primaries. It's those Russians and how that information got out there that you need to pay attention to. It wasn't anybody that was upset with what she did inside the Democrat Party, she wants you to believe. It wasn't people who supported Bernie Sanders blowing the whistle on her criminal conduct and her rigging of the election. No, it was pesky Russians. And so, and they must be allied, of course, with President Trump. Pay no attention to the actual information. Just pay attention to their conspiracy theory. And yet, as we pointed out, we had a little bit of what Tom Fitton had to say. He did show up. He is looking at the staggering sums of money, as he put it, from people like the Saudi benefiters. Benefiters, they were benefiters. They were also benefactors to the Clintons, and then they were the benefiters of this. They were benefactors in the range of $18 to $50 million. He said while Mrs. Clinton was Secretary of State, Bill Clinton gave two speeches in Saudi Arabia, earning a total of $600,000. But then he went on to make tens of millions, $48 million. While she was Secretary of State. Never any question about any ethics issues there. But of course, they're going to investigate everything about President Trump, including the inauguration now. It just keeps metastasizing. So there's enough evidence to warrant serious investigations of the Clinton Foundation, he said. And yet, the special prosecutor, John Huber, who was set up to look into the Clinton Foundation by Jeff Sessions, did not even show up. Did not even show up. Now, last time I talked to Charles Ortel, it was scheduled to happen on the Wednesday that they had George H.W. Bush lying in Washington when his lips were not moving. But he said that's probably going to be shut down because they're going to shut everything down in Washington. And they did. They didn't have it then. They delayed it. And yet, as it happened yesterday, a week and a day later, John Huber, the guy who was supposed to be the inspector of all this, didn't show up. Didn't even show up. So Congressman Mark Meadows looks at this, and then he talks about that, and then he talks to the two witnesses that were supposed to be whistleblowers for the Clinton Foundation. A guy by the name of Lawrence Doyle, he works for DM Income Advisors, another one, John Moynihan of JFM Associates. They told Meadows that they'd handed over thousands of pages of evidence to the IRS and the FBI, but they refused to give the documents to the Oversight Committee. And they had 6,000 pages of evidence that they had gathered about Clinton Foundation corruption, but they refused to turn it over. Here's what Meadows had to say about the no-show and about these whistleblowers who now have been silenced. And the question is, by whom? Go ahead. Let's play that clip, video clip.
The numerous pay-to-play reports and allegations has led Congress to call for a special prosecutor to investigate the Clinton Foundation. In response, former Attorney General Sessions appointed U.S. Attorney John Huber to investigate the alleged wrongdoings by the Clinton Foundation. Mr. Huber was asked to join us this afternoon and update the committee on the operations and progress of his investigation. And unfortunately, DOJ has been unwilling to make him available. Now, I find this
amazing?
Not only frustrating for me, but frustrating for the American people. If indeed a special prosecutor was not appointed and Mr. Huber was supposed to take that role, then why indeed have we not heard from him publicly in almost 9 months? And so, sadly, we will look at his loss of testimony today as perhaps an indictment on his inability to provide transparent oversight testimony before this committee.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, it's not just Jeff Sessions, but it's also the guy who is there as acting attorney general. You order him to go. Where's President Trump? Why doesn't he care that this guy who is supposed to be the special prosecutor looking at corruption violations of the Clinton Foundation refuses to even show up and report to the committee that has oversight? Now, these two whistleblowers, Moynihan and Doyle, argued that according to their research, the Clinton Foundation was acting as a foreign agent and not as a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Yet they never registered under the Foreign Agents Registration Act. So this is what Charles Ortel is saying. It's like, you know, they want to constantly, oh, now I'm not this, I'm that. They put on a different hat, different costume, and pretending, well, you know, we're a charitable organization. No, we're not. We're lobbying or whatever. You can't have it both ways. I mean, they have violated, regardless of whether they're a charitable organization or whether they are a lobbying organization, they still violated the law. They violated law, you know, whatever you call them. They violated the law as foreign agents lobbying for people, or they violated the law by being a charitable organization and violating all of the filing requirements and the prohibitions on things that they could do as a charitable organization. They are clearly in violation of the law. Why won't anybody do anything about it? Here we are, 2 years into the Trump administration, two attorney generals in, and still nobody will do anything about this. They won't even have the special prosecutor show up. The witnesses also told the committee that they had to send their evidence to the Huber investigation 3 times because John Huber kept losing it. And then John Huber evidently forgot to mark it on his calendar. He lost the evidence 3 different times, and he doesn't show up. Meadows said to these two witnesses who refused to say anything, he got so frustrated with them. Finally, he said, if you're not going to share the information with this committee, my patience is running out. He said, talk to your lawyers one more time, see if you'll say anything to us about what's going on. So they talked to their lawyers. They came back and said, we will not be providing those materials. And he said, we will compel you to bring all those documents to this committee then. Let me tell you, just tell you, this is a hearing to get to the truth. And what you're saying is that you're all about the truth, Mr. Moynihan. If you're all about the truth, then why aren't you willing to give us the documents? Clearly lost his patience. And quite frankly, I've lost my patience with it as well. I mean, the Trump administration is so ineffective when it comes to protecting itself. These people know that they can get President Trump to chase his tail by pulling in every kind of wild accusation, whether there's a shred of evidence to support it or not. President Trump won't do anything to defend the rule of law. He won't do anything to defend himself. He won't get an investigation done on any of this corruption. Absolutely amazing how impotent they are.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through 2 permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But Chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars has been proven absolutely on target about world government, the attack on the family, the eugenics operations, the whole thing. We've been proven dead on. You've been proven dead on as supporters and listeners of this broadcast. You've been the men and women in the arena, and I really do thank you and salute you all. Words are not enough. Think about, of all the different systems, of all the different political ideologies, you have been on target promoting Americana and Renaissance, an open free society against the globalists and the dominant world force. They've created their Tower of Babel with a bunch of people that can't communicate with each other. But we have cut right to the chase. Human liberty, a pro-human future versus the globalist anti-human future. And that's why I want to thank you all and ask you now more than ever to remember that InfoWars really is your baby. I am in your hands. And we're under unprecedented attack, and we just need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there and get the best deals ever and funding InfoWar, a true 360 win.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is, and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target. And if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart, get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I don't know how we could get this any more corrupt, any more one-sided, any more upside down and perverted than it is. When we have a situation, there's a lot of questions about what happened with the Clinton Foundation. Clearly, the paperwork has put them in legal jeopardy, and yet the person who's been assigned to investigate this doesn't even bother to show up. The people who are whistleblowers said they had to send the information to Hoover three times because he kept losing it. Then he doesn't show up. And then they refuse to talk to Mark Meadows when they have the delayed because of George H.W. Bush's death, the delayed hearing that happened yesterday. They refuse to talk about that. And then you have a third whistleblower who, remember, got raided back on November the 19th. He had 16 FBI agents descend on the home of Dennis Nathan Cain. He had given the Justice Department's Inspector General, that's Horowitz, documents related to the Uranium One controversy, Hillary Clinton, Clinton Foundation, and so forth. And he had already turned that over to the Inspector General. It had already been given to the Senate committees and the House committees, and yet 16 FBI agents raided his home and stayed there for hours. So Chuck Grassley contacts the FBI and says, what's going on with this? Why is this happening? He's already turned over all of his information. He's a cooperating witness. He's protected under whistleblower status. Why did you go there for hours and overturn his house? Chuck Grassley sent a letter to FBI Director Christopher Wray and to Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz. He gave them until December the 12th to respond. They ignored it, just like Hoover ignored the Congress, the House. So the House and Senate have oversight committees. What oversight? They don't pay any attention to any of these people. And so Nate Kane, the guy who was the subject of this raid, tweeted out and said, I'm questioning now whether or not we live in a secret police state. He said, so I blow the whistle on the FBI. I get raided by the same FBI. Now they want to keep the FBI's reasons secret. Do we now live in a secret police state? Feels a little bit like 1984. And then he eventually deleted the tweet, confirming, I guess, that we do live in 1984. The Daily Caller requested the court unseal the relevant search materials, but the U.S. Attorney for the District of Maryland did a court filing saying the request should be denied. So don't tell them, don't give anybody any, we're not going to do it under the Freedom of Information request. We're not going to respond to the chairs of the Oversight Committee in the Senate or in the House. That's the FBI. What arrogance, what corruption we have here. Absolutely amazing. Not only are they not interested in investigating the obvious wrongdoing of the Clinton Foundation, but they will punish, they're obviously going to punish this whistleblower. They raid him. The other two are afraid to talk when they showed up yesterday. This is the kind of thuggish corruption we have in Washington now, folks. It's gotten to the point where we're going to have to just cut them off at the local level. We have the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. They don't have the authority to do any of this stuff. Of course, they're not going to be bound by any laws when we try to use the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, but they're not bound by any laws now. They just keep getting more and more powerful as we continue to feed them. President Trump seems to be powerless to do anything about it. Nate Kane, the guy who was the subject of this harassment, also tweeted out, he says, as frustrating and as violating as this feels to me and my family, I will continue to put my trust in God. Someday this life will pass away. I will stand before my Maker with a clean conscience and Jesus as my defender. Until then, I continue to fight the good fight with God's help. These are the people who will rot in jail as the people like Mueller and Comey and Brennan and Clapper, all of these people of the deep state continue to rule. Kane's lawyer, Michael Sakaris, told the Daily Caller that the agent who led the raid accused his client of possessing stolen federal property, but he said he's already turned all this over. He's turned it over to three different sources. And he's got protected whistleblower status under federal law. But, of course, they don't care about that. And they don't care about the oversight committees in the Senate and the House who want them to give the information. They just stonewall them on one thing after the other. Just like Rosenstein stonewalled the House investigation committees. I'm not giving you that information. I'm not going to give it to you. John Huber won't even show up. They also claimed that Horowitz had transmitted information on the sale of Uranium One to the Russian firm's subsidiary to both the House and the Senate Intelligence Committees. The FBI will not release Uranium One documents. They refused to release 37 pages of documents related to the controversial deal. Fox News previously reported that Douglas Campbell, an FBI informant involved in the Uranium One deal, had testified to lawmakers that Moscow paid millions to American lobbying firm APCO Worldwide to influence Clinton and the Obama administration. The contract called for four payments of $750,000 over 12 months, he said in his statement, but we're not going to investigate that. And the FBI just goes silent. See, that's what they want to do. They want to silence any discussion of this stuff. They want to silence you on social media. If you talk about this kind of stuff, you are racist, nationalists, and you need to be taken off. You're hateful. And they're not going to talk about it. not even to our elected representatives. This is how arrogant the deep state is. They want to say there's no such thing as the deep state. This is exhibit A. That's what's going on. And yet, look at what the people who are controlling the media are saying. You got Joy Behar out there. And of course, she has a lot of influence with a lot of women voters. There's a lot of women who watch The View. And if they watch The View because of Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg, it's like, I don't even know who these people are. What did they ever, were they ever, Whoopi Goldberg had a couple of movies back in the 70s or something. How did they become people who wield this kind of political power? It's absolutely amazing. We got clowns and comedians like them and Stephen Colbert who are basically telling people what to think politically. And they are very effective at that. Very effective. And so she's out there saying, well, maybe Orrin Hatch needs to go to jail because he supports President Trump, essentially. And you've got Swalwell, the guy who was just tweeting a couple of weeks ago about how we need to go out and collect all the guns. And when Joe Biggs called him on that and said, oh, really? You know, and he goes, yeah, we got, you think you're going to do that? You're going to start a civil war. And he goes, well, we've got nuclear weapons and we got a lot of them and they work. And then another Democrat politician doubled down on that and said, yeah, we can bomb you with this stuff. This guy is now saying it's looking more and more like Trump presides over a criminal presidency. That's looking more and more like Washington has gone so far down the path to criminality that you can't get it back. As we look at the sentencing for General Flynn that everybody is talking about, we're now seeing, of course, the memos coming out by McCabe saying that Michael Flynn should not have a lawyer. Yeah, you don't need a lawyer. If you want to get a lawyer, we're going to have to make this really formal. It's going to get very complicated. We just want to ask you a couple of questions. 4 days, 4 days into the Trump administration, as Jonathan Turley, law professor from George Washington University, said, they put him in a cage and they shot him. This is nothing but a canned hunt. It's like fish in a barrel, in other words. He said, it's highly irregular for them to do something like this. And again, this is the unchecked power of the FBI. You think this is something new? This is something that they were always about. You've just been brainwashed by Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.'s program, which, by the way, J. Edgar Hoover had a lot to do with putting that program through. It was born out of the corrupt Palmer raids. And J. Edgar Hoover is one of the most corrupt politicians in any country throughout history. And the FBI that bears his name on their buildings is carrying on in the tradition of J. Edgar Hoover. The arrogance, the corruption, the political manipulation, that's nothing that wasn't always a part of the FBI's history. We'll be right back. We're going to talk a little bit about Al Gore. It's not easy being green. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sale ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything, and don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support. In the last few months, you have seen InfoWars offer the biggest sales in our history. Now, we've sold out of some of our best-selling items, but we've still got most of our best-selling items in. That's why I am extending the 12 days of Christmas for 4 more days, because we're guaranteed up to about the 19th to be able to ship to anybody in the continental United States before Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. But get your orders in. Don't fight those crowds and support the InfoWar. All the sales the last 12 days, 50 to 75% off, is back. Free shipping is still there. Double Patriot points. And we have even bigger sales on 4 new items. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Myco ZX, the t-shirts, all of it. Just go check out the sales. There's too many to break them all down. Get your orders in by the 19th, so you're guaranteed to get it on or before Christmas. And thank you again all for your support. We're extending this sale until the 19th, but InfoWars is in your hands. And again, whatever you do, just spread the word about InfoWars.com, and we're going to beat the globalists together. Thank you.
Everybody knows it. History documents it. But there is a cult in every culture and every system throughout history that wants to hurt children. They want to abort children. They want to disease children. They want to abuse children. They want to confuse children. They want their essence. They want their soul. They want their spirit. They want their power, because they are our future. And this Christmas, remember, it is about Jesus Christ, not ultimate sacrifice. It is about the West. And it is about a human future and standing with each other and believing in a better future. So I just want to thank you all for your support. And I want to ask you all to pray for your own family, to pray for America, to pray for President Trump, and to pray for InfoWars. And to remember that you have the power to change the world. You have the power to override the censors. You have the power to stop the globalists dead in their tracks. And I know you've been taking action, and I salute you, but just remember, I know you're humble, but just remember, you hold the future of this planet and the universe in your hands.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Remind you that we have kind of pulled together like the 12 days of Christmas, you know, it kind of accumulates. So on the 12th day of Christmas, my true love brought all of these different things to me, right? Well, what we've done is we've done the 12 days of Christmas sale here. And now at the end of it, as we have been offering you these things, we've got all of the featured 24-hour specials back. We had a special each day for our 12 days of Christmas. And now, along with free shipping, up to 75% off some items, double Patriot points, we have now brought back all of the featured 24-hour specials, things like this. This is what we're bringing you. BrainForce Plus, 55% off. You can get that now. Ultimate Bone Broth, 55% off. Super Male, Super Female Vitality, 55% off. Silver Bullet, 60% off. Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, 60% off. All sizes of Immune Gargle Spray, that's with Nano Silver, 55% off. Bod Ease, our turmeric formula to help ease inflation, 60% off. Alpha Power, 60% off. The Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, 60% off. And Super Blue, fluoride-free toothpaste and mouthwash. Again, no fluoride, but it does have Nano Silver and iodine, the good halogen. Those are 60% off. And you get a t-shirt we throw in for free, each of these orders that you put through. So all the specials are back, free shipping store-wide, up to 75% off of other issues, items, and we have all of our 24-hour specials that we had each day. Those are all back now at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's take a quick look at what's going on with the climate change conference. Today is the last day that is there, and Al Gore had a lot to say. We've talked to Alex Newman, who was in Poland at the conference yesterday, and he's got a story here summarizing some of the amazing things that Al Gore said. And we're going to go back and look at some of the amazing things that he said 10 years ago at other conferences and so forth. But before we do, real quickly, I want to talk about what's going on with the War Powers Act. They had the Senate vote to end U.S. support for the Saudi-started war against Yemen. The resolution will still need to be passed by the House, and it's not going to happen because the House has now blocked that, as I reported yesterday. Nevertheless, this is a provision that was put in the controversy over the buildup of the Vietnam War by Richard Nixon back in 1973. They put in the War Powers Act. However, they never invoked that. It was never invoked by either chamber, neither the Senate nor the House. So what happened yesterday is historic. It's the first time that's ever happened. And that is the Senate saying we are not going to support the Saudi war in Yemen. First time that's ever happened by either chamber of Congress. Rand Paul had this to say.
It's an historic rebuke of what Saudi Arabia is doing in Yemen. It's an historic rebuke of what Saudi Arabia did in killing the dissident Khashoggi, and they are on notice. If they keep behaving the way they are, if they keep bombing civilian centers in Yemen, guess what? Come January, this comes back up, and I think we'll actually get to a veto-proof majority on this saying no more arms to Saudi Arabia. So Saudi Arabia needs to sit up and wake up because this is a significant rebuke.
And it is also very important for the Congress to take back its duty under the Constitution to declare war, to make that determination, that decision. And that's what Rand Paul also said. He said, I think it's an extraordinary moment because for decades, maybe for 50 or 60 years, Congress has been relinquishing and abdicating their power and their responsibility, I would say, to indicate whether or not a country is at war. So this is a big step, and it's a big majority voting to say, you know what? Declaration of war comes from Congress, and we don't approve of this war in Yemen right now. So that's a big step, and it really came across the aisle, both sides coming together. It's a pretty big deal. The historic nature of this being the first time since Vietnam is huge. But as I pointed out, even with Vietnam, you didn't have either chamber pass and invoke the War Powers Act. Even though they created it, they did not invoke it. It's the first time it's been invoked. So let's hope that perhaps you'll see, maybe not, but I think it's just really the pushback against President Trump and the push with Khashoggi. And certainly it is an atrocity. What happened to Khashoggi is not nearly as much of an atrocity as what's happened to the people of Yemen. But I don't think they're really going to take back their constitutional powers as they should, their responsibility. I think this is really just a rebuke to President Trump. And it amazes me that he would support this because this is antithetical to what he campaigned on. And that was another point that was made by Rand Paul. He said, pulling out of the Saudi Arabian war in Yemen, he goes, that was started during the Obama administration. And he said, President Trump ran on an America First program. He says, still, when I talk to the president, I hear him saying he doesn't want to spend good money after bad in the Middle East. In Afghanistan, other places. But he said, I think it's a conflicting policy in the sense that the people who surround him, who encourage him by saying, oh, we have to stay in Iran or they'll take over the Middle East. He goes, that's a far-fetched argument. He said, Iran is largely checked by Israel and by Saudi Arabia. So I think most of them can defend themselves. We have a $1 trillion deficit this year. And there are things at home that President Trump said he was going to do something about, like fix the infrastructure. And he needs to put America's interests first. He needs to not be pulled into this military-industrial complex establishment that wants endless war. Let's talk real quickly about the climate change conference. It went on for 2 weeks. Today is the last day. But yesterday, they had the big speaker that everybody was waiting for, Al Gore, showed up. And as Alex Newman at the New American pointed out, he is demanding now ubiquitous population control so we can control the climate. Isn't that amazing? What? Absolutely amazing. But of course, that's where it was all headed. It was all headed to control population. And we can see this going back a long time. We can see the narrative that these people who have created this kind of secular religion around Gaia, you know, we have this Mother Earth feature, and humans are the virus. We are the ones who are destroying the planet. And so we must be eliminated. That's why you have all these people like Al Gore, like John Schellenhuber, who is the advisor for the Pope's scientific advisory committee, all of them calling for massive population reduction, like 99% reduction. It is an anti-human agenda. And so, as he pointed out, Alex Newman pointed out, Al Gore was there, the climate alarmist. He suggested the solution was simple. You have to have more restrictions, of course, on liberty, on energy. You have to have population control measures. You have to have a lower standard of living for people everywhere. And he said crazy things. He's, as Alex Newman said, that he had not written this article yesterday when I interviewed him, but he had been to the speech. They would not allow any audio videotaping of the speech. And he still wrote down some quotes. Here's why they didn't want this recorded. These are some of the things that Al Gore said. 98% of European cities could experience the worst droughts by 2050. Half of all the animals in the world have gone since the 1970s. Is that okay, he says? Is that even true, I would say? He went on to say things like, air pollution is making Polish children dumber. This is Al Gore. No wonder they didn't want this recorded. Keep that away from him. But we do have predictions that he's made at previous conferences like this. The equivalent UN climate change conference that was done in Copenhagen back in 2009. He was saying things like this. He said, models suggest that there's a 75% chance that the entire North Polar ice cap during some of the summer months could be completely ice-free within the next 5 to 7 years. Well, here we are 10 years later. Didn't happen. In January 2006, Al Gore promoted warnings of a true planetary emergency, he said, quote-unquote, that's his terms, due to global warming, stating that within the next 10 years, okay, so that would have been by 2016, the world will reach a point of no return. So we reached that point 2 years ago. So what's the point of having a climate change conference? We've already passed the point of no return, according to Al Gore. That was 2 years ago. So what's the point in having these climate conferences where they fly around the private jets, warming the environment, according to them? He will be hosting a 24-hour broadcast special December the 20th, featuring celebrities like Moby and the Goo Goo Dolls, and he calls it 24 Hours of Reality. there's no irony from these people. No sense of irony, no hypocrisy either, of course. He said sea levels would rise 20 feet and the melting of the Antarctic and Greenland ice sheets. He's already predicted that, but of course the South Pole is gaining ice. He said CO2 is a control knob for the environment, and yet as we see CO2 going up dramatically, the temperature has not risen. And on and on. This is what this is about. But folks, this is what it's really about. Big investors, this is AP, at this climate conference, the big investors were calling for carbon pricing and an end to coal power. Why is that? Well, because they own the means of production of other types of energy. So coal must go away.
InfoWars has been proven absolutely on target about world government, the attack on the family, the eugenics operations, the whole thing. We've been proven dead on. You've been proven dead on as supporters and listeners of this broadcast. You've been the men and women in the arena, and I really do thank you and salute you all. Words are not enough. Think about, of all the different systems, of all the different political ideologies, you have been on target, promoting Americana and Renaissance, an open free society against the globalist and the dominant world force. They've created their Tower of Babel with a bunch of people that can't communicate with each other. But we have cut right to the chase. Human liberty, a pro-human future versus the globalist anti-human future. And that's why I want to thank you all and ask you now more than ever to remember that InfoWars really is your baby. I am in your hands, and we're under unprecedented attack, and we just need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there and get the best deals ever and funding InfoWar, a true 360 win.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.